Who's introducing episode 101?
You, apparently. I think you just...
They removed the caffeine, the calories, and they just added some cancer.
Cancer.
It's a trade-off.
It's delicious.
It's delicious.
The cancer is tasty.
Yeah, it is a very tasty cancer, but it's calorie-free cancer.
To be honest, you're going to get cancer anyway from something.
You're like, eating enough of things that you're going to get cancer?
Everyone gets cancer.
Here's the real problem, is I don't like the way diet soda tastes. I think it tastes just awful.
And I think 90% of diet soda tastes awful. The thing is, if you tried 100 diet sodas, you would hate 90 plus of them. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you'll find what you like. But of course, you're going through 90 awful things.
That's
so
true.
I can respect not going through that work.
Do you find one you like, or does Stockholm syndrome just set in and you're like, this is my life now?
Because orange soda is okay as a diet soda.
And that's why I like Fanta Zero, but.
But it's still not as Zero good as still normal orange soda.
Basically a diet soda.
I prefer the taste of diet colas.
Yeah, basically a diet
this
soda.
This is diet soda. This diet's fine. It's
the,
citrusy.
The diet citrus ones, I taste the difference huge. Like, you're right, like diet orange soda and whatnot. But colas, I like Diet Coke better than regular Coke.
I think it tastes just awful.
Because regular, it's too thick.
Diet
it's
Dr.
very
Pepper
syrupy.
Tastes
it's
just
very
like Dr. Pepper.
Oh,
that is untrue.
So
it's a jingle.
And then it like burns your throat if you haven't had it for a while. And then
I think that's salvia.
What's burning your throat?
That's something else.
When you drink soda and you haven't drank it for a while, the carbonation burns.
No, it tastes so... That's goodness going
on. It burns so good.
It's good. As a frequent on-again, off-again addict, it is...
I'll bring you some Coke for your first New Year's.
You're a bastard.
What? I'm say, I'm returning the gift... Her Christmas
it's the gift that keeps on giving.
No, mine was funny. Yours is cruel.
It's my specialty.
Can it be both?
It's what I do.
Where are you going, Nate? I think we're live.
We are live.
We are in
Whoa.
Fact live.
Hello, internet.
Hey,
there's a
new
what
headphones.
Is that?
There's someone
this
pooping.
Advertising.
Why? You're watching a poop video. Poop porn.
What did you say, Katie?
Andy got new headphones.
He did get new headphones.
I've had these since War Machine Weekend. Yeah, I got headphones for everybody.
Well, this is the first time I've noticed them.
That's fair.
This is the first time Katie's looked at Andy's head in a while.
I had to look up because I ran out of lies on Candy Crush.
You're like,
so, all
right. Please.
We've been
My
live for like 5 minutes now,
yeah,
too.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to episode 101 of Crippled System.
101.
Where we ignore you.
Wait, Dalmatians?
Uh huh. That too.
Crippled System 101, where you learn about Crippled System. Oh, there I come to sit down.
Cruella de Vil is one of the new villains on Once Upon a Time.
That's true.
Yeah, they really are just like each season shoehorning in more and more. Like they stopped pretending they were about traditional villains. And
yeah,
this is a Disney show.
This is a Disney show. Well, to
like
be
last
fair,
season was all Frozen.
When they introduced Frozen at the beginning of the season, it was this season.
This season.
At the beginning of the season when they introduced Frozen, I was like, this is a terrible idea. And actually, they did a fairly good job with the Frozen characters.
The most disturbing thing about the Frozen
ABC
characters
is
that I know.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a very manly thing you just said there, by the way.
I'm aware.
There's like the not the Elsa, but there's like the Ice Queen, the older
yeah,
one,
the older
who's
one.
Like 75 and shows a metric mile of tits every episode, mm-hmm. and it's like she's showing a lot of boobs for a septuagenarian.
That's how you know she's evil. The more boob they show.
That's true. Most
villains have. And that's why Snow White's so good, because she has no breasts.
That's
why
true.
She's a good character.
Yeah, no, if
I'm like, who is that young boy in this show? Oh, it's Snow White. I'm going to watch something else now, because that's creepy.
And she was so cute on Big Love. Jennifer Goodwin was so adorable on Big Love.
When she was 7, and now she's 8?
When she had hair. Normally I'm all for shorter hair, but there's such a thing as too short. She has a crew cut.
She has a boy cut, and it's not... Yeah.
Well, to go with her boy breasts.
Well, that's the problem. Is yeah, it's unfortunate.
She, I don't know. She was curvy in Big Love. I don't know.
Well, she lost something.
I don't know what's
like
tell you.
Your affections.
I never saw.
She
I don't think
not
she
be
misses
sad
it.
About that, Brian.
Yeah. I never lost her in Big Love.
Somebody already complaining that we're late.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
we are actually early because the Packers game I don't think officially ended yet.
Not technically.
No, yeah, technically the Packers game ended.
I mean,
it's a minute left.
We have a high class.
If the Packers lose, I will kill everyone here.
That is true.
If the Packers lose this game, I'll give everyone $1,000 out of hilariousness.
Can you just brutally injure me?
Put that purple
one
left. Put that purple one left.
No,
you'll get
no. I can't have witnesses.
What did you say?
I
can't have witnesses.
See, that was much better than what you said.
You're still gonna fail because they want your money,
Katie. Can't have witnesses.
So he has to kill you too.
So I would have to kill you too.
But then how will I get the insurance money from there? You would just go to his family.
See, this is why you're not nice.
Wait. All right. So
there
only if I could be added to the beneficiary as well.
I'll just give it to you on the down low. You can't
oh,
be added
okay.
as a beneficiary. Then they would think.
Oh,
that
then
you
they would
were,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's fair.
Jeremy adds Andy, and then suddenly Jeremy randomly is dead.
un-add Katie.
You can't unless I sign off on it.
I know. In the state of Wisconsin, if you're married, by law, you can't sign over like your death benefits or anything to anyone except your spouse without their written consent.
Weird.
Yeah. It's like a Wisconsin state law specifically.
We appreciate the sanctity of marriage.
I guess.
Also, she gets half your shit.
Also, yeah. She gets half your shit. That is true.
Yeah. And if, same and thing if you with, had like, kids?
401k benefits and stuff.
Yep. Any kind of benefits that you get.
If you had kids, she would also get them too.
Well, the kids thing.
You'll get the
Wisconsin,
cats.
Wisconsin is pretty tight on that.
Violently, brutally pro feminine when it comes to divorce. Like, violently. Have I told you guys? This is a terrible story. Have I told you a story when I was in court for my divorce? No. So, like, I've gone through the whole process of getting divorced, right? Which is a miserable, terrible process.
Right.
And then I'm in court.
Mine went easily because I had her do all the work.
Right. When you're married to someone
in a different state
who doesn't want to get divorced because she likes having your money, no. Like, it's a problem. No, so
mine wanted to get divorced and she was 2,000 miles away. So I'm like, all right, just let me know when we're divorced.
Yeah.
And then she sent me a text message one day that says the hilarious caricature of a Texas judge says we're not married anymore. And I said, cool, thanks.
See, no, okay. So I'm in the courtroom after this horrible, terrible, prolonged experience, and I had gotten my psychotic ex to agree to everything. Everything signed, and there's paperwork, and all we have to do is the judge has to just legally sign it. All
right, but here's the thing, that she is an idiot of a woman.
That's true.
This is why I think that. She didn't have a job when they got divorced and didn't ask for any alimony.
That's true.
In Wisconsin.
She is an idiot. So,
But agreed to half the debt.
I can't insult her without somehow insulting Katie, so I'm going to say okay.
Yeah. And we know she's an idiot because she married Jeremy. Yeah, I got it out of the way.
Okay, so we got that one out of the way. So anyway, we're in the courtroom, and the judge is looking through the paperwork, and he's like, honey, don't you want to ask for more money? Like, he says this to my ex as we're sitting there in the courtroom, and all he's doing is signing the paperwork. It's like him and a witness, and there's no lawyers or anything, because we don't have any lawyers. And he's just like, you should really ask for more money. She's like, you know, I should ask for more money. And I'm like, what just happened? And he's like, how much more money would you like? She's like, I would like lots more money. Now, bear in mind, she had driven there in a car that she did not declare in the paperwork, and she had just told me about it outside the courtroom. So I'm like thinking in my mind here, how about you talk about the $20,000 car your aunt just bought you, and we'll make that part of the settlement then. So I'm like trying to figure out how I get out of this nonsense. And he's like, well, how much would you like? And I said, excuse me, can I have a sidebar for a moment? Because apparently that's a thing. I don't know what that is. But anyway. So you
saw it on Law and Order, so you tried it.
Some terms. So the judge is like, sure.
Well, habeas corpus, Your Honor.
That's literally what happened. It was like, this sounds like a lawyer thing. So we step into this little room they have off to the
side.
I
am the law!
Which apparently the courtrooms just have this little room off to the side. So we step off to this little room, and I was like, look, I will give you a $1,000 check right now today that you can go cash if you agree to nothing else and just sign the paperwork. And she was like, sure, done, sold. So we walk back out, and she tells the judge this, and he just looks at her. He's like, what? And she's like, yeah, $1,000 cash.
That sounds way better than like $700 a day for the rest of my life.
Right? And so, like, we fill out the paperwork, and the judge is just looking at her like, what an idiot this woman is. We fill out the paperwork, and we leave, and I heard, like, the one of the people say, like, she could have gotten $2,000 a month with that judge.
Yes.
A month!
Yeah.
For, like, until she gets married.
Which, then, obviously, she's never going to get married, because why would you?
Yeah. She settled for a $1,000 check, and we were done. But, like, when the judge was just like, you should get more money. How about more money? I know we've got this paperwork that you guys spent months figuring out together, and, like, it's been approved by, like, 14 different people. Let's just add more money for you. Let's just do that.
To be fair, so here's the thing. If she had been, like, at all smart.
Yeah.
Got her 2,000. I would have not dated you anymore.
I'm aware. Because I'd be super poor.
It's true. I know. It's true.
But yeah, like, the thing is, she'd signed in 14 places that she didn't want alimony. Because, like, it asks you, and then, like, you turn the page, and it's like, are you sure you don't want alimony?
Like, no. For reals, yo.
And then you turn the page, and it's like, but really, alimony's a thing.
Yeah. Well, okay, it's not only because of the poor thing, but then you have, like, that person in your life for the rest of your life.
Well, yeah.
Just, like, a clean cut.
That's true.
Thing.
So when you agreed to date him, did you ask the financials? Like, he asked you, well, I need to see some financials before we can date. Was that a thing?
I'm not going to say no.
And did you have Excel with you at the time, or did you just kind of
have to wing it? No, that's why I got away with it, because she didn't have Excel with her.
It's like, this looks good.
No, we had some very serious talks about this financial position when we first started dating.
That's the creepiest thing you've ever said.
That's not true.
Raylene and I had that conversation. Ours was like, oh, you're mired in shit. I'm also mired in shit. High five.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, did you know credit ratings could be double digits?
I'd heard. Mine might be. Mine might be.
You own a house.
I have come a long way.
You own a house right now, though.
No, I have a house that's... I don't. That's in her name.
Oh.
From before we got married, because I couldn't have passed a credit check. I was in the process of having a home foreclosed on when she closed on our house.
He actually signed a document that says he has no legal rights to the house.
Yeah, because otherwise they have to check my credit, and my credit would not have passed. Like, not
that's
a
how Jeremy loses a lot of arguments. You just show up, look at this paperwork, you can be in the
my
street.
House.
Yeah, my house.
It's true, unfortunately. I have a lot of faith in her. I don't know why.
So now we know who wears the pants.
Now? Yeah. Really, Andy?
Yeah. Well, there's this paperwork to prove it. Yeah. This is the only thing different.
All right, now we've proved who wears the pants.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that still doesn't fit
still
at all.
Still doesn't work at all.
No.
And I play Crix.
Yes, I'm Jeremy, Valiant 418 on the forums, and I play Destiny.
Come to Cripple System to hear stories of divorce and greed.
Yeah.
To be fair, other people's miseries is hilarious.
Nothing it is makes funny when it happens to other people.
People love hearing other people suffering. Yeah. It makes you feel better.
That's true.
You're happy you aren't them.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like those candies right there that are supposedly some type of refreshment, and all it is Halls.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but they're herbal candy.
But they're
herbal candy, but they taste exactly like Halls.
Ninjam herbal candy original.
Yep.
It's like Werther's, but different.
And I'm Andy, and I play something called WoW.
Yes, you play Pepe.
You play
on the
a
head.
Lot of WoW.
Head Pepe.
I did watch, after the podcast last week, I did immediately watch Multiplicity.
Nice.
She touched my
I still haven't gotten Katie to watch the funny part of it.
It was a very stressful thing.
It's less stressful immediately after that.
Yeah.
Eventually,
it sets the stage.
It has to be stressful so that he can be relieved of the stress and improve as a person.
I watched Hot Rod today. That counts for movies.
Hot Rod's a good movie.
Tell Travis I don't believe in happy holidays.
You can tell him Chris, Merry Christmas.
He said happy belated holidays.
Okay. I don't know.
Happy
so we've
Hanukkah?
Had two people introduced so
yeah,
far.
Who else is gonna
I'm introduce? Nathan. I play Convergence of Cirrus.
My name is Katie, and I play board games.
That's true.
And we're done. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, Katie doesn't talk into the mic at all.
Just shove that in her mouth.
I tried. I moved it closer.
She's not used to a guard protecting the mic.
It's only been that way for like a year.
And I'll be nice. I'm going to say this, is that if you're listening to us live... And if you like painting, it is Menoth John's 2-year anniversary show starting in 10 minutes.
Yep.
So that's, you know, a one-of-a-kind thing you can participate in.
And it'll probably include information about War Machine.
Probably, which ours may not.
Ours will.
Oh,
for
yes,
sure. We will for sure talk about some War Machine stuff.
That is true.
We do. We have, it's on our list of things to talk about.
It is on our list.
But I'd be nice. And I'd say, hey, that's a live thing. You know,
do we have any other announcements? Because that's an announcement.
I still have an event this Saturday coming up.
This Saturday? Holy shit.
The 3rd. This Saturday.
Oh, my God. When did that happen? For that.
This coming Saturday.
Where did December go?
Andy did sign up for that. It went away quickly.
I don't know who has any of the timers or the train or anything. I don't have any of that. Either Andy or someone. I don't have any of
that. Does Rick have them? Who has those?
Has what?
The terrain and the death clocks.
And the zones. I gave them all to Rick. All right. So he probably has
them. Andy has them.
Yeah. I have them all in my car.
Okay. Good.
In your new car or in your
anyway,
old car?
Anyway,
my new
bad.
Car.
This upcoming Saturday, which some savages refer to as next Saturday, but it isn't. It's this Saturday, the 3rd of January.
2015,
yeah. Indeed, because it'll be next year then.
I'm going to get that wrong for
Pegasus
about a month
Games
or two.
At 11 in the morning.
So
dice
next
roll,
year you have an event. Who cares?
Yeah, I have an event next year. It's a long time from now. 50-point steamroller. Each of your lists gets a bond. Look in Prime and Primal to find the bonds available, and you get to pick one. You don't have to do any of that die rolling bullshit.
Yawn.
If you're playing Convergence, you don't get a bond, but you do get to pick a jack to get the 4 focus allocation limit increase. That
oh, yeah,
because
they don't have bonds.
They don't get to bond.
Because they don't have cortexes.
Normal rules, they don't get to bond. I'm giving them one I refer to as extra efficiently calibrated, so they can have one jack that can go up to 4 focus, but they don't get any special bond features.
We have a Retribution caster following us on Twitch.
Nice.
Ron?
Gareth. Gareth is now following us.
I do like whoever it was that Epic Gareth. It's just going to be a large base with a tombstone because that's how old Gareth is.
It's pretty good.
I do like when your buddy Ryan text messaged you and is like, I'm making a Gareth list and it's going to be amazing. So, why are you laughing at me for making a so Gareth list? So teammate's
buddy Ryan, Rhino, I don't know how many of you guys remember him, but he was like, I'm getting into Retribution. I'm going to make a Gareth list. And I literally just texted back, LOL. And he was like, what? And I was like, Gareth. Period. And he was like, what? And I was like, Gareth is terrible. I can't win with him. I've tried lots of lists. Have fun with that.
Ah, Gareth. There's always great ideas. Like, oh, I'll force lock him with a Gorgon, and then I'll feet, and then I'll do this.
And he had all the classic, like, I'm going to have a Gorgon, and I'm going to have Madeline Corbo, and then you're going to die, and you're going to lose, and that's what's going to happen.
Yep. But Arcane Assassin on his guns is cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
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 Still Gareth.
That's my announcement, was the movie. Or not the movie, the event. The tournament. The event, the tournament, this coming Saturday.
The movie this Saturday?
There are like 300 events in Milwaukee this
week. Oh, yeah. The 10th and the 24th, which hilariously are the 2 weekends I work, so I won't be able to go to either of them. If they'd done the 17th, I could have gone. But
that...
Yeah, but, well, except not really. Well, I guess you could, because we're going to be on Sunday, huh?
Yeah. Our thing.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, wells.
Maybe I'll switch with somebody and see if I can get a car.
I'm sure Oshkosh will set up an event on one of those conflicting days, because that's what they do.
That's what they do. Yep, probably.
Stay tuned for that announcement.
Any other announcements?
Doesn't Chicago do like the third weekend?
Second weekend.
So they're doing the 10th, which is also a weekend I work still.
Yep.
Boom!
Headshot.
What?
So, year in review?
Otherwise, I have food here. I could hand out food because we never got around to this food.
I ate.
Okay.
What food do we have? This is the one with like the flavored Kit Kats, right? I do want to try at least the flavored Kit Kat.
This is a... Travis reminded me of IKRPG. I already made a character, Travis. We're on top of that.
Yeah, I got it right here.
I just need to find my... I had a...
Here you go, Travis. Transcribe that. You'll be all set. All right, good.
There we go.
Travis, I'm not making a character until the day of.
God damn it.
I need to figure out how to name a gobber.
I have characters for everyone except Andy. Andy still has to figure out his character.
You could take one of my names of my snotlings from Blood Bowl. You could have like Jakku Batarakit.
That's pretty good
I actually found Loompa, a website of like
Loompa thingy swiper.
IKRPG names that fit in all of the different like races and factions and stuff. Like I picked a classic Signarin name. Where'd my name go?
I made up my own name.
Katie made up her own, that's true.
People should recognize it. If you don't, you're lame.
Mine is Cade Ironside, because that's a classic Signarin name.
So I'm a double idiot. I was just looking forward. I was looking up on the Muse forums to find the message that I got from the gentleman in Hawaii who sent us this stuff. So it's mostly Japanese food, but it's from a guy in Hawaii.
Right.
And because I was going to find his name in the message, the box is right fucking here with his return address his info name's on
probably
it.
On it.
It's Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Jamie. Yeah. He apparently had good success when he first started playing Mercs, because he used that Gorton with the Kayazi and the Spiny Growth list that I use, where everything's stealth and immune to blast and armor 50 million. So good job.
You said email. Someone sent us a crazy message on either tweet or Facebook. It's like, for something about the name of God, will you please read my email?
I haven't read email in months. Right. I thought Andy was doing that.
That is your job.
Like 2 months ago, I said I'm out on the email.
You never said that. No one did. Not out loud to anyone else.
You say things that you said all the time, and they're never true.
I said
not
this one
person knew. All I know is he's like. I think he's like dying in her emails, and he's hoping
he's like send insulin, and we just ignored it.
Yeah, he needs help.
I literally haven't logged into the Cripple System email in probably 2 months.
Well, this guy really needs your help, so log into it quickly.
What was his name?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
It was just, of course you don't remember. Look, I just saw. I don't know where the message came from.
I saw the message. It was like on Facebook or Twitter or something. Yeah,
it was like, please, for the love of God, check, read your email. It seemed like it was important, and he was dying, and we ignored him.
His make-a-wish was that Crippled System would read his email, and then we didn't.
So the cancer got him.
Can you send another message? Because
we get because
there's now 2 months of email in the Crippled System email.
And every 30 messages.
Well, now I know that I'm supposed to be the one responding to it. I could probably do that, but
I used to.
To be fair,
I haven't done anything War Machine related, including like.
But this is War Machine.
Is that War Machine related?
This podcast is not War Machine related.
It's adjacent.
It is War Machine adjacent.
And the email is War Machine adjacent.
No, it's not. It's crippledsystem@gmail.com. If it said War Machine at Crippled System.
I got a new phone. I can't log into Twitter.
Oops. You should fix that.
You can download.
Well, no, I have Twitter. Phone. No, I have. I didn't say I don't have Twitter. I said I can't log in. Because I logged into my account, and then I tried to add the Crippled System account, and it said put in email and password, and I tried both the emails we have, the podcast at crippledsystem.com and crippledsystem@gmail.com, and both of those I tried with the only password I'm aware of, and neither of them worked.
I was going to say
maybe I typoed.
I'm well, because you don't log in with an email to Twitter.
It told me to.
You don't.
Oh, okay.
You dumbass.
But Twitter told me to.
Well, don't listen to Twitter.
Twitter literally said,
liar.
Input your email and password.
That's kind of funny.
God damn it, Twitter. Stupid tootie twats.
All right, so make with the food. I want Kit Kat.
So there was, he sent, because I talked about the flavored Kit Kat. So sure. He sent green tea ones, which were already torn into because we had the green tea ones from right. Thailand. So we also.
So as, okay.
Well, I'll just put these out here. There's dark chocolate Kit Kats.
Oh, done.
Which people like dark chocolate.
No one likes dark chocolate.
Good and wholesome people like dark chocolate.
So who brought that dark chocolate with the sea salt here last time?
I don't know.
There's like a little thing of it.
Ooh.
I would have eaten it.
And that is strawberry.
Oh, I gave it to Katie.
Strawberry Kit Kat.
It was still left here, and I ate it, and it was horrible.
I brought it for Katie.
That's why you ate all of it, was because it was horrible?
Yeah, I ate it, and I'm like, ooh. I'll try another bite, see if it's still bad.
Dark chocolate Kit Kats, for the record, are delicious.
Well, because
man, I can
chocolate.
Smell so much strawberry right now.
Right?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, strawberry, it's... Stop! Put that back.
But it's strawberry.
Yep.
Apparently, Annie called dibs. So I'll dish this out during the next thing, so we don't just eat for a half hour. Okay. So while we're eating this, we were going to do a 2014 year in review.
Yep.
Where we're going to talk about some of our favorite things of 2014, and I think the categories we decided on were movies, TV show, video games, board game, and War Machine model. What do we forget?
Before we start with that, somebody just asked a quick question on here. Is
I'm really full.
Was have I have no or Sorry. Was have I no man I have no mouth and I must scream ever recommended?
I don't
the
even know what
that
is.
The story or the game, and a no to both, and they should be to both.
I've never heard of either.
I have no mouth and I scream is a short story about like the last five humans alive who are being kept imprisoned and tortured by a super intelligent computer that wiped out humanity.
Okay.
And he just hates people. And so all it does, he just kept these five so he could just fuck with them forever.
Okay.
And it's the story of him just torturing them. And
it's
kind of
dark.
It's very dark. It's very dark. The title actually refers to the one of the characters. He ends up being the last human because the other four all die. Oh. And the thing just devolves him into a blob that's immortal. And all it can do is feel pain, and it can't die ever, and it has no mouth, so it can't scream for mercy, and so it just tortures it forever. It's hilarious.
Not really.
No, it's
sounds
not
like
hilarious
it's just
at all.
So
they made a point-and-click graphic adventure for, like the LucasArts-style games.
Yeah.
They made a point-and-click adventure game based on it.
Wow.
Which is awesome. It's great, because all you do is, go around and then die horribly.
I would imagine.
So these smell better than they taste.
No, not bad.
Not
but
bad.
I agree, they smell about
a lot of things. They smell awesome, but
they smell amazing. The dark chocolate ones are really good.
I would use dark chocolate Kit Kats till I die.
Give me one of the dark chocolate.
Who is that, though?
And with our list, some of the things we're going to mention things that we've talked about before, so we're not going to go into a lot of depth on some of these things because we're not going to repeat ourselves.
I will say there's a monologue, and I have no mouth, but I scream about how much the computer hates people. It's a great monologue about hatred, and I've posted it three or four times on the forums when Jim or somebody does something that pisses me off. One time I posted, Jim did something, and I posted it to him, and then somebody reported me. But the mod was like, no, 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 they're friends in real life. Don't. Because
be okay.
The monologue is so venomous, the guy's like, whoa, that's way over the line, and reported me.
I've done that with people back in, I've argued with people online, I say meaner things. And somebody's like, you shouldn't say that. What's the name of this thing you mentioned?
I have no mouth and I must scream.
All right.
By Harlan Ellison, I believe, is the author's name.
Dark chocolate ones are better.
Yeah, they're amazing.
All right.
Okay, so which one do we want to start with?
Might as well do movies, I guess, just because that was the one that was listed first. And while we're doing that, I'm going to hand out what appears to be... Oh, well, this... Oh, no, I'm not going to do this. I think you actually... It's a cookie and you use the frosting to draw a panda face on it. That's too in-depth. Maybe
that's
we
a lot
can,
of work.
We can
we'll
film
that
one. Later.
Yeah.
This is, really in my face.
So instead,
yeah,
we will pass around
you, then.
Seedless Li Hing cherry. Looks like
I almost opened those.
Looks like dried cherries with powdered sugar on them. So, you want to get started on movies?
Sure. I'm going to take a stand for a movie that's going to be very controversial, and nobody really enjoyed it in 2014, but I think it was the best movie in 2014, and that's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Very controversial stand.
I see how you took it. It made it seem like it was controversial.
I went through the list, and there were a couple others that were like, nobody seems to enjoy these. But I'm going to try one anyway.
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying Brian's. He's like that pig, the video of the puppy that licked the lime, and he's like smacking the lime and barking at it because he's angry at it.
They're wonderful.
I was going to try it because I like cherries, but never mind.
It's weird.
It's very weird. It's not bad.
It's not sweet. Like, it's very tart.
It's tart, but it's not very bad. Tart. It's just not. My American palate is not sure what to say about this.
Right.
Don't throw it up, Katie. Thank you for the food. Don't throw it up, Katie.
Yeah, please. So we record in here every one Sunday.
It says enjoy on it. I think there's supposed to be air quotes.
We could marker those.
That is potent.
I actually didn't hate that. I really didn't.
I don't hate it either, but it is very strong.
Really bad. If somebody was like, it's really potent.
I would not sit here and eat a bag of that. Like, no. I just would not.
Oh my goodness. Well,
you like them the most, so you get the bag.
I can still taste it. It's very strong flavored. It's not sweet at all. Like, that's the guy's expecting.
It's almost like it's salt on the outside of it.
It is. It's cherry, then sugar, then salt. And my guess is that that's almost a three-way tie. Like, it's very salty.
Very salty.
You know what they could have done? We could just get some powdered sugar and just mix it into that bag.
I don't know that it would make a difference.
I think it's salt with...
How about we just get powdered sugar and mix it in my mouth?
Yeah.
Better.
All right, so I said my favorite movie. Somebody else needs to vote.
All right, I'm going to say Gone Girl. I don't know that I actually enjoyed the movie. It was very, very...
Then how could it be your favorite?
Because I think it's the most memorable one of 2014. Like, we're going through the list, and I really enjoyed some of the other movies, but...
I'm still not even seen it. It bugs me. It's going to be on, like, Viewing a Man's
Food. But it's very well done. It's very memorable, and...
I have to say that everybody you've mentioned it around that also saw it, like, you guys immediately start a conversation about it. Like, it's one of those movies where anytime you've mentioned Gone Girl, and somebody else is like, I saw that too. And you guys just get into this big debate about something or other and the thing. And, well, I think this. Well, I think that.
Yeah. The only thing I know about it is that you get to see Ben Affleck's wiener.
I was not aware of that fact.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Anyway, I would recommend seeing it as well.
Did you ever does
Ben Affleck's wiener or Gone Girl?
I can say both.
Jerry, does those cherry things taste like a bag of dicks?
No.
They were, like I said, potent is the word I'm sticking with. Like, it was just a punch in the face.
Never mind.
I might say that it's just south of unplayable trash.
I don't know what these are. It's all in foreign language. It's all in kanji of some kind. They look like mushroom tile.
No,
they're like crackers of some kind.
Well, yeah.
They've got like caramel on them or something.
Let me try one.
Here.
I want a
You want a full one?
Or like syrup.
I was breaking them up so everybody could try a little bit in case of disaster.
Some sort of syrup wafer is my guess.
It has a very strong flavor when you first bite into it.
Here, Katie.
But then it becomes very mellow. It reminds me a little bit of, I mean, I think it's a little bit similar to a rice cake, except it has a very strong flavor when you first bite into it.
That tasted good.
You didn't even try it, you liar. I'm almost like, I recognize the flavor.
I like the cherries more than this.
Really?
I'm really glad I didn't bite into that.
I actually think I like the cherries more than you guys, because I don't think this is terrible, but I like the cherries more.
Well, this is very mild. I mean, this is like when you get like a bag of like rye chips or something like that, and it's just a mild crispy chip.
It's like
chip.
A cracker with some crispy
It's like some sesame seed something.
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, please don't just toss it everywhere.
I threw it. I knew where I was throwing it. It was a controlled throw.
So Gone Girl?
Mm-hmm.
I heard some sitcom spoiled it, though. Yeah. So.
I wouldn't know.
Soy sauce is what I'm tasting. It's probably like soy sauce on there.
That's your movie? I could buy that.
Yeah, it's soy sauce on there.
I could buy that.
No, my movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, gets another thumbs up from me, and so I will go for what I might have actually gone for. No, I'm lying. Guardians of the Galaxy was the best. But because that's already been stolen, I'm going to go with John Wick, because I enjoyed the living shit out of John Wick.
It was
solid, solid enjoyment start to finish.
I would also say, and I look at the movies of the year, I'm like, what was better than Guardians of the Galaxy this year? And really nothing was more enjoyable. I haven't seen Gone Girl. Captain America 2 is I would say, in my top three.
Yep.
I have not seen Nightcrawler, which I keep hearing is amazing, which drives me nuts. I haven't seen, St. Vincent, which, from my understanding, probably
St. Vincent is something I think would appeal to you very much.
Yeah.
I really want to see St. Vincent.
Well, Bill Murray's amazing.
Yeah, Bill Murray's hilarious.
any human being would enjoy that if they...
He was cool. robbed of the Oscar for Lost in Translation because they gave it to Shitty McBeats Madonna almost to death. What's his name? The guy who chained Madonna to a chair and beat the shit out of her for 2 days.
This is why I don't watch the news.
Because... Sean Penn.
Oh, okay.
So they gave it to Sean Penn because he overacted really crappily in Mystic River.
Yeah. I'm going to say Interstellar, even though I still don't know if I really liked it. But it's an amazing...
It was well executed.
It's well executed. It's gonna tie with Birdman. It's movies I don't know if I still enjoyed yet, but it makes you think about them,
uh-huh.
which is good.
That's fair.
So Interstellar is my choice.
You know, I like how Andy left right movie before
that like haunted my dreams forever is Butterfly Effect.
There's another movie coming out next year that's just like it.
Probably won't see it.
Butterfly Effect 4?
No, it has a different name. It's like the thingamathing.
There is garbage here. There we go.
The Something Project. What's your movie, Andy?
Oh my God, there's like 8 Kit Kat wrappers in front of Jeremy.
That yeah, may I know. Happen. They were almost all dark chocolate.
My movie that I will probably go with again is probably Guardians of the Galaxy. Same thing as everybody else. But my favorite movie that I saw in the theaters was Ghostbusters.
The 30th edition?
Sure, yeah.
30th anniversary. So
Andy, Raylene, and I went together. Had fun.
Very cool.
Good movie.
So
I was invited.
I just wanted to be a little bit different.
No, that's fair.
All right, I'm going to start then with TV show.
Okay. Knock yourself out.
This came out, I think, before 20...
Quick interruption. Sorry. Has everybody at this table had wasabi peas in their life?
Yes, I'm not having any more.
Everybody has had wasabi peas?
Well, I...
Yes.
I sincerely doubt Brian has.
But Brian doesn't want to.
Of course I have. I've had them, of course. All the time.
Wasabi peas are great. We'll save that for later. But yeah, they're very spicy.
Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't sound
appealing. All right. This show may have come out before 2014, but the first time I started watching it was in 2014. It's The Originals, which is probably like an ABC Family movie.
No.
Our show. What?
It's CW.
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 Is it as timeless as Don't Trust the Bee?
No, it's not.
It's still it's more than one season.
Yeah,
so.
It's actually season 2.
But that show is amazing. But anyway, this is it's pretty good. I think it's better than the original that is a spinoff.
You think it's better than Vampire Diaries?
I think it's better than Vampire Diaries.
I know you enjoy it more than you did Vampire Diaries. I I'm going to say something very masculine and manly. I really like both. And so it's hard for me to say whether I like it better, but I do definitely enjoy it.
Well, the problem with Vampire Diaries is you always have Stefan being like, I'm either really bad or really boring, and I'm never like a normal person. Like,
yeah,
I'm
but young. Elena.
Oh, I'm Elena. Moody and mopey and.
But Elena isn't in this one, so.
I'm trying to keep the rapper away from the microphone as much as possible, but
that's
it is
fine.
Struggling.
They're just droning about CW right now. So that's,
a couple 12-year-old girls sitting over here talking
I
about.
I think I'd like Interstellar.
I'm Team Jacob.
Okay, well, first of all, who isn't Team Jacob?
Edward.
I like how I had to think about it for me. It's like, wait a minute, who is the other team?
See, fuck. Here's the weird thing is though, who's anyway, moving on. Your turn.
These are shoestring potatoes. They're even by Nabisco, so these are literally shoestring potatoes, but they came in a Japanese box.
I am down with that.
It'll balance out what's going out of my mouth right now.
I love shoestring. They don't usually come in a box. Here you get them, they're in like that can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your TV show?
I really enjoyed this year of Game of Thrones.
Mm.
I really liked this season.
You know
season.
What, I forgot that one, but that was a good call.
This season was super good. Spoilers, I guess. Not huge ones, but Arya and the Hound.
Road trip.
I mean, just the two of them was great.
Yep.
They expanded it some in the book. They separate much sooner.
Mm-hmm.
They actually separate at the Red Wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So everything after that didn't really happen in the book. And so
they're together a little bit after
a little
Red,
bit.
But
like, they separate like
pretty
a
brief.
Chapter
yeah,
later.
Pretty briefly.
Whereas this, the entire season.
Yeah, they're together.
And they're just, both the actors are super good.
Mm-hmm.
Maisie Williams and then Yarp guy are great.
Well, so because they stay together when they get to her aunt or whatever, and when she finds out she's dead, she just starts laughing.
That was great.
It's one of the best things.
That was hilarious. But yeah, so I really like this year Game of Thrones. Yep. A couple, the Carl fucking Tanner, those guys were kind of dumb, but whatever. The guys in Craster's Keep.
Oh,
The really super double dagger villain cliche thug guy was dumb, but that's okay because Arya and the Hound were great.
And. Well, I don't disagree, though. That was probably the better interaction. The best scene in the entire episode, the entire show to date, was the courtroom with Tyrion.
That was pretty
good. I thought that was amazing.
I was going to say when the actress, Natalie Mayton. No, not Natalie Mayton.
Are you going to list the time when someone was naked?
Yeah. Because she was super hot in the other British show. And never mind. Sorry.
I personally mind.
All the blood just rushed.
Danny's main slave chick. Yeah. Uh-huh. She's beautiful. And I loved her on that other show where they headbutt Hitler. What's that show?
Oh, she was from that? Oh,
yeah, she was in that. And she was great in that because she's Misfits. Adorable. Yeah, Misfits. And she's a hottie.
Yeah, that's right.
And then she was in this. I'm like, oh, she's hot and I love her. And she's on Game of Thrones, so I might get to see her boobs. And then I got to see her boobs and I was happy because I am
the
a
mind of
pervert.
Nathan has been torn down and analyzed.
It was super complex.
It was super I like titties.
It's like an onion with no layers
that likes tits.
He's like an ogre.
I would say my favorite scene from the Game of Thrones was the fight between Brianna and. In the Hound.
That was a great scene.
It started off so slow, and I understand it's not in the books.
It's not in the books.
But it started off so slow, and then it just ramped up the fight.
That was a really good fight scene.
It was a good fight scene. I agree.
And it was great because it starts out like swordy, dually, and then the Hound's like, no, fuck this, we're going dirty.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay. All right.
And when you go dirty, as long as and he was a taco and she was, you know.
Cheese sandwich?
Cheese sandwich. Mm.
My favorite was the introduction of Lady Stoneheart.
Not that Nathan's upset about it or anything.
I am going to say my TV show is, and I watch more TV than any. I watch probably more TV than everyone in this room combined.
That's true.
Pretty safe to say. Probably. At least current.
Yeah.
I'm not counting.
Your
Netflix.
DVR begs for mercy.
I have to have a DVR plus Hulu plus to maintain current TV shows. That's how bad it is.
It's pretty bad.
I'm going to say Hannibal.
I've heard that's good.
If you like TV and you like intense, dark shows, if you're not watching Hannibal, you might as well just stop watching TV. You failed at life.
I watched Hannibal, and it was all right.
There's too much valuable equipment between me and you. Hannibal is by far the best.
If you pay for it, you can use it.
Hey.
You're lucky I'm out of my warranty on my iPad.
You are.
I just throw it right at you. You duck right out the window.
Yep.
Next son of a bitch. But Hannibal, it is just too good. It is such a good adaptation. The people who make the quality of the show is stupid. For being on NBC, it could be on HBO for the quality. How dark they go.
It is very dark. Do you agree with that? Need some help there, Nate?
It didn't open.
I know.
What's your show,
that's supposed
Andy?
I did it right, didn't I, Katie?
You did.
I did it right. Lift ring, pull up and back.
Okay, I'm gonna play with it.
The ring just bent instead of puncturing through. It just bitch.
Oh, good, that helped.
That's not how. Why did you? There we go. All right, I got my multi-tool.
The thing about the Hannibal show is it takes place before. Like they're about two seasons away from Silence of the Lambs.
Mason Berger has face at the beginning of it.
So this is during like Manhunter.
It's basically it's even pre-Manhunter right now.
Because he's not captured yet.
Yeah,
okay. It's a prequel to him being arrested.
But they want to go through all the books.
Yeah. Okay.
But the thing is, they don't have the license to Silence of the Lambs, but they haven't reached that point yet.
So it doesn't matter yet.
Yeah, and they keep getting renewed and keep getting. It's one of those shows that gets a lot of awards and everyone loves it, but not enough people watch it.
Isn't somebody off the show that there's being replaced?
Oh yeah, baby.
Yes and no.
I thought there was a character that's
being replaced. There's characters that were on the show that are now other places for various reasons.
Well, obviously,
not
yes.
really replaced. Much less. Here's the thing: you shouldn't do in the show. You shouldn't go. I think Hannibal Lecter is a bad guy because you're not the right character who finds out, and then he eats your face, and then he serves his face to everyone else on the show, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, he does always pretty much do that.
Yeah.
He's like, you want to come over for breakfast? It'll be delicious. Don't worry about it.
Yes. And it's
does
all
everyone
organic.
Always enjoy the face?
Yes. He makes it very well.
He's a good cook. I do like something they saw on QI is that in the book for Silence of the Lambs, he doesn't eat the liver with a Chianti because Chianti is absolutely the worst wine that you would drink with liver.
Because Chianti is terrible.
That as well. It's also not for like fatty stuff. It's more like for fish and whatnot. And so in the book, he uses the correct one, which I forget what it's called, but they didn't use it in the movie because it's not a well enough known wine
it's
type.
Chianti.
Which is kind of funny. Who likes spicy food? Because this is spicy sriracha peas. They're chili and garlic coated, and they're really fucking hot.
And he's pretty
excited. Everybody should
about
eat this. One. Are we on TV show? Oh, Andy, TV show.
Andy, TV show.
Yeah, thanks. Right away, as soon as I pop that out, they are kind of a little spicy.
A little?
And it lingers.
Go on, Jeremy. I don't like sriracha, actually.
I just ate.
Okay.
I'm gonna go on to two TV shows that I really enjoyed this season, or this year.
Okay.
The first one was Helix.
Okay.
don't know if you guys saw that. It was on Sci-Fi. It was kind of like a zombie outbreak inside of a research facility.
In Antarctica.
In Antarctica, wherever. No, it's in Alaska.
Right. They're very similar.
But I did enjoy Helix a lot. I thought that that was a pretty cool show. They're starting a new season coming up.
Was that a spinoff of Z Nation?
No. No, Z Nation is not one of my favorites.
I liked how Z Nation ended, by the way.
In that it's over?
No. The season ended in the best way that I love how all seasons should end this way.
I don't remember exactly.
They launched the nukes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Which also, funny, in the I watched Revolution. Me and Jeremy watched Revolution. Oh, I'm so sad. And literally, they turn the power on. The very first thing happened, in the first minute of the power being turned on,
they launched
the nukes. I love the fact that we got power. Let's blow up our enemies with the nukes. I love that's what happened.
That is exactly what happened.
But anyway, it's a way sidetrack.
Yeah, the last like three episodes of Z Nation were not that bad, though. They worked okay. But anyway. Not recommending Z Nation.
No.
The other one I'm recommending that I liked a lot was The Strain.
Right.
And that was on FX.
You talked about that one.
And that was a very neat take on vampirism and its spread throughout New York City. It's a pretty solid show. It did end on a low note, in a sense.
That's too bad.
Kind of almost had like an Empire Strikes Back ending where everybody is like the villain is still out there, is still at large, and all the heroes are basically shuffled along on their own. And that's kind of how that ended. It was pretty cool.
This is Hatsaki Ika, and I don't know what Ika is. I Googled it, and Google doesn't know what it is, probably because it's a Japanese word. It's the first screen is Ika.
If Google doesn't know what it is, there's no way I'm putting it in me.
Katie had a good response. I think she thinks it's crab.
Oh, okay.
I think that might be crab.
Did you call like crab?
Give it
crab?
Give it a smell. It's definitely fishy.
It's definitely seafoody. Yeah, it's definitely fishy.
It just says fish.
No, I think.
I think crab's actually a really good call, but it could just be fish.
Should we go to War Machine?
I have a TV show.
Oh,
cuttlefish. So it's like a squid then.
Fish.
All right, Jeremy.
What is it? What's the surname on it?
Squid, right there. Ika, Japanese noun for squid.
No, but what's the...
What?
Hmm?
Yeah, it's cuttlefish squid.
What? Squid. In the what? All
right. Spicy squid. I like
squid.
For
my TV show, it's not...
A lot of spicy food. Japan likes spicy food.
That is true.
Also, the rest of the box is all chocolates, so I was saving the pocky and stuff for last.
So, my favorite TV show, and it's not new this season, but I thought it had a really good season, and the reason I'm actually picking it is because it had the best mid-season finale of any show I've ever watched.
Person of Interest?
No. Best mid-season finale of any show I've ever watched, which is Arrow.
The Walking Dead?
No. Arrow's mid-season finale
Walking Dead.
Was amazing.
Is that the one where he fought the Flash?
He did not.
That was an episode of the Flash.
There was a crossover of both, actually.
That was the mid-season finale, and I didn't like
that. Was
like
not that. The mid-season finale.
Of the Flash?
No, it was not. There's one more.
There's
a really good one after it.
Really good one after that.
My DVR did not catch
it. You got screwed. Do you have Hulu Plus?
Huh?
Do you have Hulu Plus? Regular Hulu? Do you have regular Hulu?
No, I hate Hulu.
Well, you just come over my place and you can watch it.
Regular Hulu is free to everyone. You can just watch it.
So you can just go online and go to Hulu and watch it.
I still hate it.
Well... You're missing the best episode of the season of The Flash, probably.
It probably is recorded, but the last one I got was the crossover.
No, there's one more after that, and it is amazing. That one actually almost got my nod because it's new this year and I've really enjoyed it. But Arrow like has just been so good. Like their first season was really good.
Arrow.
The second season was enjoyable, but I didn't think it was quite as good as the first season.
Whoa. No one has ever said that. Everyone says season one of Arrow is acceptable. Season two is great.
Okay.
No one says that, Jeremy! No one has ever said that! I'm going to go out, walk the streets of this town, and no one's going to say, season one of Arrow was amazing, season two was okay. Nobody says that!
Season one
Nobody
ramped up as a season. It ramped
did
up.
It. Crap to decent.
No, all the way up. And season two had its highs and its lows. It was like this.
What?
It was.
Oh, mother God.
But season three has been amazing, stellar, from episode one to the last episode. It's just been absolutely fucking amazing from start to finish, season three.
Katie, your insurance is going to be coming through pretty soon. This day is going. You're going to be giving you an early birthday present.
Don't tell me anything.
Side note, this is another one that requires prep work. You make little candy and cracker and cookie hamburgers
kind of
and french fries. That's amazing looking.
That is amazing looking.
So we'll set that aside.
Okay. But anyway, Arrow Season 3 has been absolutely fucking amazing from start to finish. Would you agree with that statement?
I'm not going
to
argue that statement.
Okay, thank you.
I'm saving my energy. I'm going to cut off your head. With a stick.
So here's the thing that's probably different. Did you know about the backstory of Arrow prior? Like the comics and stuff?
Why would
he's basically Batman?
Well, in a lot of ways, yes.
Why would I would never give DC comic books my time?
Okay. Because I wasn't familiar at all with it.
Okay.
And so that's part of it, too, is, like, season two introduced a bunch of, like, characters that were, like, one-off, like, major characters from the comics that I had no clue who they were. And I don't know if that had some effect on my enjoyment of season two.
DC has got so much...
So many freaking
crazy... Well, I didn't know... Their characters are just not... I don't feel... Most of their characters are either otherworldly,
yeah,
where they're from outer space,
sure,
or their hierarchy, where there's somebody who's super rich, or somebody who's like a princess from a different area. I mean, there's no like everyday hero in DC.
I can see that.
I mean, can you name one just off the top of your head?
I mean, the Flash.
because of Michelle.
I guess the Flash would be kind of in there as an everyday hero, but. But I mean, there's
you
no
want
normal
cherry,
person.
Green apple, mango, green banana, apple. Strawberry, or grape.
Green apple.
I want cherry.
All right. These are interesting. They're gummy. The texture, it's firm. Like I keep chewing it, and it keeps not just dissolving. It's good, but it's weird texture.
With like old school gum.
You like
in the
banana?
Day.
Here's banana, bro.
It's not supposed to gum.
Don't trust. I only can trust so much of banana. What's the other two?
Strawberry, mango, all the other flavors
green
I've
apple.
Tried.
All right, I want strawberry.
Ryan's taking one with him, apparently.
No, they're definitely good.
They're now and laters.
That's the only thing I really dislike about DC is that their heroes are I can't relate to them. As compared to
the DC pantheon, they are like demigods and gods, whereas Marvel has more just a schmuck with, you know, a little bit of a power.
I grow bones weird now. Mm-hmm. You know, I grow bones out of my skin. You know, but it's not that person isn't like, you know, a rich person. He may work as a janitor at a school.
I'm still working on the first one. These things last.
These are amazing. I'm keeping this. All right.
They're like now and laters, but they start less firm than now and laters. They just unexpectedly continue to...
Because now and laters start hard and get chewy, and these are just chewy.
Oh, yeah.
These means there's a lot more oil in these.
Yeah, that is true. Ingredient one, oil. Ingredient three. It's sugar, and then sugar... And then oil.
Nice.
And then gelatin.
They found a perfect system.
That was everyone's TV show?
That's the war machine.
Start category three.
Let's do some crazy war machine.
Right, here in the middle. War machine model.
Right in the middle.
All right.
Just change it up.
Do we have? I don't know if I have anything that came out this last
the
year.
So my two factions.
You do.
Oh.
I do?
You painted it for our War Machine weekend.
Okay. Hopefully he's joking.
I did?
Yeah.
For Convergence, the obvious one is number one, 90% of the faction, but the big key one is going to be the corollary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any model that's in literally every list you ever make is, you know, the definition
the
of
the only one
defining.
That I wondered if it would push out the corollary for you is Lucant.
Lucant is
which
super
also
good.
Dropped it this year.
But Lucant isn't in all of my Convergence lists. He's only in 90% of them.
That's true.
Yeah, Lucant is an amazing caster. Definitely the best in the faction.
Mm-hmm.
Purification. I mean, good God, purification is so important right now. But corollary is faction defining. If it had come out, I would have just because it's so goddamn sexy. Is the battle engine? Mm-hmm. It has moving parts. How cool is it? Yeah, the head moves.
Really?
When you assemble it, it actually has like a joint.
Ball and socket.
It's like a ball and socket thing. So its head can rotate after it's fully glued together. So that's neat to me because if they keep doing that with the hard plastic kits, you can have jacks with posable arms and stuff.
That is cool.
Awesome. And then for minions, for the pigs, I think they really good the utility light that they got with surprisingly good
Gorax.
Offensive output is called a Gorax.
Yeah.
Gorax is a great model. I'm glad my faction got it this year.
So something that Clockwork
got shield guard, Katie. Did you know Goraxes have shield guard?
I hadn't noticed that ever.
Oh, really? Weird.
Something Clockwork Vox mentioned about another model that came out in 2014 is there was a bunch of people that were convinced, including you. That were convinced that Iron Mother was going to be the most amazing tits over the top caster ever in the history of forever. And it feels like as she's been out now for a while, people are like, she's all right.
I think a lot of people try to play her wrong. I think a lot of people try to shoehorn the backlash assassination in. They try to not just use her as a general utility thing. What is this?
Why banana.
I do not like banana candy. Fine, I will eat some banana goddamn candy.
I'm going to eat a banana candy.
Ugh, but you probably don't hate banana candy.
I hate
banana candy.
Well, then you shouldn't eat it.
Well, you should eat it on air. I mean, if you hate it, you should do it for
the
fans.
So it's my turn. Now you're chewing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna say for Scorn, the bugs. They're not even out yet.
They don't count as coming out.
But they're in the book and they're out.
And the picture of the one. Did you see?
Yeah. I don't think they're gonna necessarily change a faction. They're gonna allow a slight variance of how you play. It's gonna add some shooting, but I think it's gonna be add a lot of cool things to the faction.
You don't think 2015 will be the year of the bugs?
The concept of drag and beatback or overtake or whatever it has. So he gets to pull you an inch, move back an inch, pull you an inch, move back an inch, and just say, "Come here."
No, it's going to be the year of the bug for Scorn, for sure. Okay. But it's not going to redesign. I mean, the factions are still going to have the same strength, the same weaknesses. It's not changing the dynamic of the faction. It's making some of its elements better. It may make the shooting... It may tweak some shooting stuff, but it's not going to redesign
won't
everything.
Go away.
For Krix, caster-wise, Gorshade 3 gives Krix another way of playing, which is amazing. And you actually can use different models with that list. So Gorshade 3... Just for the fact that the faction can play differently. Yep. And anytime you can play your faction differently, it's amazing.
Yes.
And the other thing for Krix is a Jack, the Shield Guard Jack, which isn't even out yet either.
Yeah.
But that's going to be used with some casts. So a lot of things I think are amazing for Krix that my factions isn't.
Your favorite 2014 things come out in 2015?
Yes. It's as sad as it is.
That is sad.
At least Gorshade 3 was involved.
Gorshade 3 came out this year.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think of that?
Isn't it
great how this high chew, where it just doesn't go away the more you chew on it?
I have no mouth and I must scream. high chews get a thumbs up in general, though.
Yeah, these are amazing.
They're like non-laters that start already halfway softened.
Yeah.
It's like you put them out in the sun for a couple hours.
Yeah.
I'm having another banana one.
You want some gummy bears? They're real squishy. They've been in my pocket all day.
Yeah, Nathan doesn't seem to think the banana's very good, but I think
the banana candy is... This was the least terrible banana candy. Banana runts are like just...
The best.
They're pretty good.
They are the best.
They're by far the worst candy in runts.
No.
That's not true.
They're the best.
What runt is worst?
The green None apple?
No, that's not true.
Green apple.
I like the green.
Green
apple. The orange. The grape is kind of pretty bad, too.
I like the grape and the
red. I think I like banana better than grape.
I don't like that.
Save me, strawberry Kit Kat.
Banana and strawberry for runts are the best runts. If they would just make banana and strawberry runts, I would just be done. That'd be it.
Ugh. That was real gross, Jamie. You want to try it?
Coconut Pocky! Everybody here likes coconut, right? So, like, I can literally just take the coconut Pocky home because I'm the only one who eats coconut.
That's fair.
Sounds fair.
Uh-huh. Don't open it here.
Andy, what are your favorite models? War Machine models.
Candy in my mouth. Mr. Chewy.
Yeah, Hi Chew came out at a poor time.
I'm eating all of it.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Everyone has to have one of these.
What is it?
So, my favorite models that came out this year, I had to be reminded of what models I liked this year.
Yeah.
Because I haven't played probably since
January.
No, you played in August. I played a lot in August, and then I really stopped in September and on. But I really like the Cephalix models.
Yes.
Pretty much all Cephalix.
I have a question. The Cephalix solo that gives the +2 to attack rolls for drudges.
The Agitator.
What action does he have that gives +2 to attack rolls?
It's a star action.
It's called Instigate.
Yeah.
Why the fuck isn't it called Agitate? Or why the fuck isn't he called an Instigator? Why does the Agitator instigate?
He doesn't start fights. He helps people finish them.
But the Agitator should agitate, or the Instigator should instigate. The Agitator shouldn't instigate.
No. Yeah.
I mean, they might be synonyms, but what the fuck?
Yeah, DC.
They're not really synonyms.
Just DC dumbass.
Agitate is usually to shake things up.
Well, but you can agitate a situation.
Right. The instigate has to start. You can instigate a fight and then agitate it to keep it going, but... pissing me off. Anyway, this right here is Hawaii in a can. The only thing it's missing is actually snorkeling in the ocean.
Spam.
This is Spam-flavored macadamia nuts. So I fully assume I'm going to take this can home also because I love Spam. But everybody's got to try a Spam-flavored macadamia nut.
Right,
Spam.
You can't say no to this, Katie.
Yeah, I can.
You bitch.
I'll try one.
You fun ruiner.
She can't say no to Jeremy.
Fun ruiner.
I don't like macadamias.
Yeah, that's why you're not.
It's not very Spam-flavored.
It's just salty macadamia nut.
It's just a macadamia nut with a wax coating.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just, it's not.
The spam's in the middle.
It's like a raw macadamia nut, so it's waxier because you're used to like.
I think that's supposed to be the spam.
You're supposed to be the spam.
It's really not bad.
Yeah, I was just.
Pass around.
No!
That's fine. That was...
Andy, pass around.
No. Brian needs some spam flavored macadamia nuts, you dick cheese.
Jeremy, your War Machine?
My favorite War Machine model for Legion is Abby 2.
I think take a nut.
Nope.
Just take a nut.
I think she does things that are...
I'm giving them back.
Not necessarily impossible for the faction.
Oh, I got the lid.
Not quite as redefining as like Gorshade 3, maybe. But still very, very different and very, very powerful and very, very fun. She's a super fun caster, which I like. For Retribution, I had a lot of thoughts. They got a lot of really good stuff this year. And one more year like this, and I think they could be... they could be a faction that can do everything. What are you guys doing right now? I'm so confused. Just finish it.
Macadamia nuts. I don't know.
But I think I have to give it to the Houseguard Thane. He technically came out this year, and he is faction redefining. As great as Assyria is, like the Houseguard Thane is more faction redefining.
Abby 2 is unplayable trash.
I can't read Japanese, but I think that this box turns into a goddamn robot.
I can read some Japanese.
Right? Like,
yeah, no, you...
This box totally turns into a fucking robot.
There's, like, lines and stuff that you would fold on long.
Oh, my goodness. What flavor
do you
need...
have, Brian? Oh! Have you been hogging?
I think you need...
Grape. Aw.
You got banana.
I don't think he does it alone. I think you need, like, multiple boxes. Or maybe you cut this up.
Travis
I don't
says that you he can see your iPad password. When you're on the show, yeah.
My iPad, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
All right.
Please PM that to me, Travis.
Told Jim.
Are we done with... Oh, no, you have to do... You're War Machine model of the year.
Yeah, what's your favorite War Machine model?
I really liked the Ram that replaced the Feral, because the Feral is already pretty shitty, but now I don't have to care about it anymore.
You like the Nickelback?
The Nickelback.
Beatles of our time, by the way.
Yes, dear. We've all heard you say that joke.
These are chocolate on the end of breadsticks, and they look like little mushrooms. Aren't they cute?
Done.
Sold. Or dicks.
Also dicks. Oh, that's good stuff.
I think that would be a very funny looking dick.
Don't kink shame. Yeah, those are basically just short pocky.
Those are amazing.
Everybody loves chocolate covered breadsticks. Right. And these are the same thing, but they're strawberry on little cones. All right, so we're done with War Machine models. What was next? Video games? Board games. What do we want to do? Board games. Board games. I'll go
Brian.
First.
No, Brian. Brian want to go War Machine?
I'll go over there.
Yeah. I did go first with War Machine. So
yeah, it's you.
Yeah.
It's Andy.
No, Brian. Just stop being a dick. Come on.
No, whatever. That's fine. I'll go first because Brian doesn't want to go first, which is fine. I'm just going to eat a strawberry on a vanilla cone thing here first. Actually, I'll talk first. This, it maybe won't end up being my favorite of the year, but since it's fresh in my mind and I just played it and I really, really enjoyed it just right off the bat, and I'm looking forward to playing it some more, was the shitty castles of Guggenheim. The castles of Mad King Ludwig. It's a really fun game. It's a Euro-style game. You draw tiles, and you take turns being the person who puts them up for sale, and whoever's turn is, they get to... Basically, there's like a $1,000, a $2,000, a $6,000, a $10,000, and a $15,000, and they get to put the tiles up on each of those spots, and then the people buy those tiles, and they pay that guy. So you need to kind of put the tiles where you think people will be willing to pay for them, but then you also get last pick, so you want to make sure the ones you want are still on, etc. And then it's got physical tile placement where you assemble your own castle, and so the map has to match up, which is always fun. It's aesthetically pleasing. And it has hidden game scoring at the end, because during the game you can draw cards that give you your own hidden agendas, which is always fun.
I played with the Shades once. I don't know if I'm not sure.
You played with me. Katie wasn't playing that.
Okay, it was with Dan and his wife.
Dan and his wife, yeah.
I like the game quite a bit as well. I've played it a few times now. It's a real person it's based on. The Disney castle is based off one of his castles.
This is the same box, but this one doesn't turn into a robot. Lame. Or at least, this is hard mode. Because given that it's the same box, it could turn into the same robot, but you got to figure that shit out on your own.
No, I want to bring the game more. I'm going to go with the game I've been playing a lot lately, Shadows of Brimstone.
You don't be awesome.
I played a million games. It's hard to pick one, but yeah, Shadows of Brimstone. I've already recommended it.
Well, it's another entry in that line of games that we all have enjoyed at least one element in is the whole tile build, everybody against the game, like the Warhammer quest, the all, you know, those style of games.
It's this Wild West.
There was that other dungeon one with the dragon in the middle that I died.
That's Dungeon Quest.
Well, Dungeon Quest. But this is but that's,
Dungeon Quest. But I mean, it's that same style of thing.
You're creating something.
To be perfectly honest, all Shadows of Brimstone is a reskinned version of Warhammer Quest with updated rules.
It's very different, Andy.
It is not different at all.
In this game, you have to go to town after the dungeon, and you have to roll for things in town. It's
and completely... you have to roll for to travel to town. You have to roll when you're in town to see if things are in stock. And
can you be a holy knight on a quest to bring back an artifact that you can never give to anybody?
Nope, I cannot. You cannot.
Then it's not done. Then it's not Warhammer.
Mine was the most corrupted member of our party in our last adventure, and I walked into the church, and they said, "Oh, you look like a person of light." Yeah. I had like one step away from mutating into something, and they were like, "Oh, you are our guardian of light," and then they blessed me with awesome abilities for next adventure. Now that's honestly all that game is. It's a really awesome updated version of Warhammer Quest.
And so everybody likes that style of game.
If you liked it, you have to get it. It is.
I may play a game a lot.
Yeah,
I like different groups I play with now. It's exhausting.
You shouldn't let Brian be your light keeper.
These are wait for cookies with green shit in the middle. I assume it's green tea because I'm racist.
We've had those before.
We did have some.
Did these same things come from the Thailand box?
Yeah, they did.
Because I did have some before and I went... Bleh. All
right, Andy, what's your board game?
My favorite...
I don't like green tea. At all. the green tea Kit Kats were good.
Yep.
Because it tasted like white chocolate. This is not good. For people who don't hate tea, this might be good.
Have a Kit Kat.
Yeah,
not my...
Cup of tea.
Ooh, pinky up.
Maybe if you dip them in tea.
I don't like tea.
Yeah, I last time that we had those here, I don't remember who sent them, but yeah, I think we got them from somebody, the guy in Australia. And
yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, and yeah, I ate one of them, and I'm like...
For people who like that kind of thing, they could be really good.
Just have a high chew. It'll fix everything.
Which high chew nobody ate? Did, like,
no, that one's not open.
You didn't like mango?
Is that not open? Mango. No, this one, not open. Don't worry about it.
Open it.
No, I've opened and I've tried. It's green apple. You can't have any.
Where's the goddamn mushroom penises? There, I'll go on those. All right, so Andy, who's next? Board game.
My board game. My favorite board game that I played this year?
Warhammer Quest?
Yeah.
No, well, Warhammer Quest doesn't count because that game's about 20 years old right now. I guess, I mean, I really like Shadows of Brimstone.
You mean Warhammer or whatever you said?
Warhammer Quest.
I mean,
I'm surprised Andy likes Warhammer Quest.
Yeah. Otherwise, I did kind of like Sons of Anarchy. I thought that was kind of a neat game that works well with multiple players. I guess that's, Sons of Anarchy. That'll be my game.
Nice. I agree that if we had to pick one game as a group, Shadows of Brimstone would probably be the clear winner. But I actually went with Caverna. Because I really like Caverna. I really like worker placement games. Something I wanted to say when Nathan picked the Castle of Mad King Ludwig. I usually don't like quick games like that. That's one of my favorite ones I've ever played as far as like a quick, just brainlessly kind of play it and quickly get it and have fun. I don't usually like that kind. I usually like the deeper ones. And Caverna is super, super deep. Like, I've played Caverna quite a few times now at this point, and I feel like there's a lot of different ways that are valid victory conditions in Caverna, especially when you play with the advanced set of building tiles. Right. Like, the different possible ways to win are just astronomically large, I think. And I really like that about it. And I really like that it's a game of yes as opposed to a game of no. There's very little, I'm doing X so you can't, sort of a situation in Caverna. It almost never comes up.
There's at least, I'm doing X, so if you want to do X, it's not as efficient
You can do a slightly less optimal X.
Yeah.
But you can still do X.
Yeah.
Oh, you even have to microwave this guy.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
You have to like mix water in and then pour it in the microwave. All right, I'm putting him back.
Fired. But anyway, so Caverna is my vote for this year, and it came out this year, obviously. Yeah.
Points for sending us advanced food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to crack open some of these and see if they were assemblable. Yes, thank you, Jamie. These are delicious, except for the ones with tea in them, because tea is terrible.
This is a good amount of... This is not like you didn't spend a dollar. I mean, he spent whatever... Where's this from?
He's in Hawaii.
He's in Hawaii.
So Hawaii money, which is a, that's a whole different.
It's big money. It's like coconuts, Hawaii. Right?
It's, yeah, it's like a lot of.
That's like seven or eight coconuts in that box.
At least, that's a good value. I mean, that's a lot of. Yeah.
So there might even be a seashell and seven or eight coconuts.
I feel we should send them from here.
This has tools. There's an eyedropper here.
That's amazing.
This stuff. Yeah, this literally you have to like add water and reconstitute. This is all in powder form.
We should ship out a bunch of cheese to people when they send us stuff. Send a box of cheese.
Yeah.
There's a shovel.
This is amazing.
What is this for?
Andy's making a mystery box of fruit cheese.
There's instructions, but it's in Japanese.
It's a little squishy.
If we mix them together, because they all look like the can't same tell flavor, what's what. So you can't tell what flavor of haichu it is.
Nathan, would you like a mystery flavor that might be banana?
If I get banana, I'm killing everyone at this table. That's all banana, isn't it? No. Like, you're fucking trolling me?
Nope.
That's like three or four different flavors.
Okay, which one do you want?
No one would
I'm going to look up translated instructions on how to make these three that require making, and we'll make them later. Maybe Andy will videotape somebody making this shit.
Sister.
Yeah. No.
Just give me one green apple. They say
if you can get a grape
somebody
from
on
Brian,
there has somebody
if you
on there
if you
has
can get a grape from Brian, I will give you a
Brian
grape
already
apple.
Ate them all.
So. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Give me one grape. I don't want that. That's Hall's.
Here, have some green tea.
Oh, no.
All right.
No. I had
Katie's board
video
game.
Katie's board game.
I actually chose Terra Mystica because I feel like with the expansion, especially, we just played that a ton this year.
So it counts
year.
As a game of this year because of the expansion?
Yeah. Because of the expansion.
Okay. I agree with that.
We played it a ton this year. It's what we refer to as a light game.
Yeah, for our gaming group, it is kind of a light game. It only takes 10 minutes to explain to new people.
That's true. I think it's just a
classic.
Once
you know what you're doing, it's a relatively simple game.
Yeah.
Like, it isn't...
It's an hour, about an hour is the most.
And I have an announcement about Terra Mystica. I finally broke my losing streak. In order to make it happen, we had to play a game where both the Get a Priest card and the Dig card were available, and apparently that allowed me to actually do well at the game.
Well, that, and I was off on my own little island.
It's your fault.
Katie decided to play the game of I don't want to ever shift power.
I didn't do it as poorly as I thought I would.
Breaking news, wasabi is still hot. I literally just like set it on my tongue. And that was a stupid thing to do.
Andy wants to destroy himself.
Like, if you chew it and swallow it, you're fine. But I literally, like, I put my tongue out and just set it on there. And the wasabi's like, well, I'll just dissolve here then, boss. And it was the worst idea.
Bad movie, Cars 2. Still hilarious scene where somebody says, oh, I think I all this pistachio ice cream for
you. Yes.
Oh,
my goodness.
I have a theory about how that goes down.
Video games.
Video games. Am I starting a new one again? Because Brian doesn't want to go first.
I'll start.
Okay.
Shadows of Mordor.
Okay.
I played the fuck out of that this last year. You have played the fuck out of it. And I got the DLC, which I haven't played. I'm saving the DLC. I think there'll be a couple. I'm just going to go crazy on it soon. But
when you come out of your WoW haze in 6 or 7 months?
Well, I can play on my PS4 and play what's here.
I think I got a strong one.
Okay. It's like a Molly.
I got one. Like, I couldn't see the P. It was all just wasabi.
So enjoyable killing orcs in so many ways, and then controlling them, and then
you need a
manipulating
Twitch stream
them.
It's supposed to be fun to watch.
It's ridiculous. It's really violent, and then if you like find a really cool war chief and things you can do with them, and you know, you're like, oh, you know, someone found a war chief that was named Dumbass, but it was spelled Dumbass, but it was obviously pronounced
Dumas. It's pronounced Dumas.
It's pronounced Dumas.
So you know, he found him randomly. He let the orc kill him, so he would get promoted to a grunt, and then he would upgrade him all the way to a war chief. So then you know, he built up this Dumbass
chief Dumbass.
Way. Yeah, pretty much. It was pretty great.
That's pretty awesome.
Chief Dumbass.
That game is hands down my favorite of the year. All right, that's me,
Andy.
I think I recommended it like three times.
So I think you have. Hilariously, I still haven't played it.
Only on the PS4, PC, or Xbox. It's actually awful, supposedly, the PS3 and the Xbox.
Oh, if you play it on the old system, I can believe
that. They don't have enough of the features in it, and it doesn't run as well. So it's only for next-gen systems. That would
good to know.
Yeah.
And it's also good with the controller.
Definitely. You need a controller. There's too much going on.
Oh, wow.
Chocolate and coconut, the best combo. Mm. You're all fools. Foolish fools.
I'm going to have some more chocolate penises.
So my favorite game to come out this year, and I have recommended on the podcast here before, is Broforce. Nobody else has played it. Nobody else will play it with me.
I've watched you play it.
But it is an amazingly fun game. I want to do a Let's Play in it soon.
There was a game that was on the Steam sale yesterday that looked very similar to Broforce. It was one of the like side-scroll super 8-bit retro shoot 'em up. It was called like Time Warriors of Delta Quadrant 7 Time... Chrono Time, but I didn't buy it. But it almost made me buy Broforce instead.
You should just get Broforce, then we can play it together. We could stream it as a Let's Play.
Yeah. That's yeah. possible.
That is possible.
I might get Brawl Force.
I know what Jeremy's suggesting.
It's going to be a shock to everyone. My favorite video game of 2014.
Destiny!
Destiny!
I like crappy monotonous things.
You know what? We watched the video on Cracked that makes fun of Destiny, and Jeremy's response to it was, I would like to play Destiny.
Yeah, it made me want to go play Destiny. Like, literally, Cracked is making fun of the game and saying it's terrible, and watching it made me want to go play Destiny. I'd love me some Destiny. It's an amazing game. I will say this about Destiny. If you're playing on a system that none of your friends are on, it's the worst game ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's a terrible game and you shouldn't play it. If you're playing on a system where you have a bunch of friends to play with, it's amazing. To the point where Katie, like, I play a lot of video games after Katie falls asleep or downstairs on her couch. She won't let me play Destiny because I don't play Destiny without a headset on. Like, I play Destiny with other people. That's how I play it.
There is a thing on Penny Arcade. They had a little skit on Destiny. And then people are like, why the fuck is the Penny Arcade skit on Destiny more well-written than the Destiny game?
To be fair, yeah, that's an amazing comic. It's a comic about, they made a comic about where the Traveler came from. It's just literally a hunter talking to its ghost about who the Traveler is and where it came from.
And a ghost is just like a little companion that follows you around.
The ghost is just a companion. And it's literally like, all right, ghost, one word, describe the Traveler. And then the ghost is like, well, you can't really describe the Traveler. Like, there's a lot to it, and it's light, and it's dark. And she's like, no, one word. And the ghost like, starts to get, like, really depressed. And then at the very end, it says, what does it say? Lonely?
No, it doesn't say lonely.
What is the word?
This is a very long
skit. It's amazing.
And it's better written than anything they've done.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's better written than his telling of it.
Well, yes. Yeah, obviously. At the very end,
that was awful.
At the very end, the very end of it, you're just like, oh, man, that was like, I'm emotionally rocked by Penny Arcade.
Yeah, no, it was really good.
Like
really
literally.
Good. Jeremy, grab me one of those.
Mm. And if it's banana, you're going to kill yourself?
Yeah, that's the one. If it's banana, I'm killing you. Even though you picked the one that I was hoping you would pick.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So play Destiny, play it with friends, and then go read the Penny Arcade comic because it's amazing.
All right, Katie, what's your favorite video
game? There are some banana in there, but there's not as many as you thought because Jeremy and I eat all the banana.
Yeah, I need to eat a bunch of banana.
There's an iPad game called Waterdeep, Lords of Waterdeep. It's really good. I really recommend it to everyone.
I was trying to write up people always ask me, Bri, what iPad game should I get? What, you know, and I wanted to write up a thing that was basically iPad games and then whether it was easy or hard to play multiplayer.
Son of a bitch! High five.
And I
let's try it again. There we go. Got it.
I'm glad
that's terrible. Terrible.
But I couldn't format my document well enough, so I gave up. That's my story.
That's a good story.
Okay, do it.
Lords of Waterdeep is really good. Small World is okay, and then Trains is terrible.
But I like I have like 30 board games and all have various levels of multiplayer.
The three I have. Excuse me.
How is Candy Crush not your favorite video game of 2014?
It didn't come out in 2014.
True.
And also, I secretly hate that game. It's terrible.
She's just, right now, people she knows are better than her at it.
It's very
Carl's better than her.
It's
sister,
very Stockholm
her mom,
syndrome.
Her
not
friend.
Her sister, no.
No, now it's only Carl and Justin Benoit and my mom. Oh, those are the only three who are above me.
And once you get ahead of them, you can stop again?
Yeah.
She's going to pull a Brian once she gets ahead of him and just smash it in half, her iPad in half.
I already started.
Scared. That's what the word is, scared.
Yep.
It's like it's an emotionally rocking comic.
So okay. Anyway, that's my board game.
Video game.
That's my video game. That's what I said.
Uh-huh.
It's on video.
I'm saving mine because it's my recommendation to this week.
You're saving a video game?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then we have, what's left?
Nothing.
That's it.
Mods, movies, TVs, War Machine, board games, and video games.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Done. Do we have any not that we need to go through everything. Is there any like generic list people have for 2015? Like any like not really. I don't want to go through all five, obviously. But
I wish one of us had bothered to look up what our New Year's resolutions were last year.
None of us did any of our resolutions.
I worked towards mine. I said that I wanted to compete in a master's qualifier, which I did do at Adepticon, of all places.
I still have 3 days
to paint
to complete my resolution.
I believe your resolution was to paint your entire troll army.
No, I don't think so.
I think it was.
No.
I realized how long this year has been. Like, I Frankenstein, I think, is the first one we went to go see on Pain Train.
Yeah.
Came out this year, and I thought for sure that had come out in 2013 because
And like, not like January either. It was like.
It was January.
Was it January?
It was a January film.
That's a January
It was
movie.
The first movie you mentioned when you went through the list.
Oh,
of
okay. But I thought I'd already gotten into favorite.
But still, it was remarkable.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Because I feel like this year went by really slowly then.
There was a lot to this year. I would agree. And there were a lot of memorable things that happened. I just don't want to like recollect every moment of my life because that's boring for everyone.
But. Every convention we went to was great. Everyone we met was great. Everything
that's
was great.
That's not true.
Well, there was the captain. We hung out with the captain. So everybody else.
I like that Tort and Black are arguing about statistics in resistance in the thread for last week's episode.
That's true.
Were they?
Yes. They're 100% arguing about them.
Oh, my God.
There was some comment about watching the... Evidently, they wanted to see the video of you reacting because you got all emotional.
Yeah, her video of Black reacting was great.
Oh, I've got...
when I brought it up, she's like, oh, my God! Yep. That's why I brought it up, was just to make her angry.
It was pretty fantastic.
Well, I am a calmer person this week.
Are you?
Yes.
Candy slurred down. She hasn't... I'll get you a Coke. I'll get you some energy.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
So we can jump into Zappity Grumbles then?
We probably can.
Or I'd be like... Are we going to talk about anything that we're going to do for next year?
Well, that would be next episode. The first episode of 2015.
First episode of the year? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
I'm not going to talk about the game. Okay.
What?
What do you want to talk about?
Nothing. We're doing 2015.
Oh, we're talking about Gamergate?
No, what?
No.
No.
Wait until next week to talk about next year stuff.
No. I mean, I was just saying, that's if you cool. guys want to do it now, what time
is it? I don't really have much. I don't have much either.
Let's do it
I'm going to 3 or 4 conventions this year, depending if I make it to Gen Con, because I'm going to do... I'm going to do Adeptcon, I'm going to do War Machine Weekend, and I'm going to do the one that's down in St. Louis. DICON.
DICON.
And I'm going to do, at the DICON and Adeptcon at least, I'm going to do Iron Gauntlet and Hardcore and Masters qualifies at all 3, because I'm going to be more competitive this year.
Uh-huh.
Boom. Boom.
All right.
I'm going to Gen Con, and that's it.
You know, I thought we just said we're doing this next year.
Well, he started.
Next week.
Why would we do it next week? That's easy. They said they had, like, nothing. Unless you had something big you want to say about.
Well, I was going to talk about next week.
Yeah.
So talk about it.
How about now?
I don't. Okay, fine.
All right, fine. We'll say it. Never mind. Forget I said anything. We'll talk about this next week.
I may not go to Gen Con next year, and that's it.
We're running about an hour 15 in right now. Zappity. So if we go in through Grumble. Zappity Grumbles, we'll be.
My electronic devices are dead. Somebody else has to zap it, yes.
Zappity.
That's fine. I got it.
Zap, zap, zap.
My spells are ready.
Was somebody supposed to vamp during this?
Va, 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 boom.
What's
I can't
babies?
Go to Twitter because it won't let me log in.
Travis asks, favorite gift you've received this holiday?
I technically haven't received it yet, but I'm really excited about my gaming table. I've seen pictures. It should be here this week. It'll be here in the next week or two. It'll be here before our IKRPG session, but it may not be here very long. Like, we might be setting it up before we play IKRPG sort of thing.
All of your friendships is the only gift I need.
All right, then.
So I have Facebook here, by the way, Andy, so when you're done with Twitter, just let me know.
I think I'm done.
Okay. Well, then that's good. Let's go quickly, then. Robert Derefsky asks, what's the second caster I should get my 8-year-old son for his protectorate?
Karchev.
What's the first caster?
They come with Krios.
Oh, well, then Fiora 2. I think Fiora 2 is a very good caster
kids
for a kid to play.
Talk about that battle box.
Yeah, kids get to
fire. I was going to say Fiora 1.
Fiora 1 might actually be more fun
for a kid.
Because kids
like setting things on fire.
Yeah, that's fair. Fiora 1.
Fiora 2 might be better than Fiora 1, but he gets to feet and then put all those fire tokens down and laugh.
That's true.
I'm having fun.
Yay. That's fair.
Yeah, that was my spine. It does that. Sorry, okay. Katie. Zappity.
Grumble.
Seth Watkins says, I've played Rhett for years and I'm just starting Legion. What do I have to do to ensure I don't turn into Jeremy?
Play infantry?
You could play infantry. You'd lose a lot.
Win?
I win with Legion.
Mm.
All right, Zappity.
Not always the mirror match.
Ollie Knox says, what would you have liked to have achieved, family, work, games, etc., by episode 200? Do any of you have any secret ambitions? Game dine, write a book, quit job and live in China, have 5 children? Question mark.
See, episode 200 is, let's see, we've been doing this for like 2 years, so that'd be in 2 years.
Yeah, about 2 years.
So we do it roughly every week, yeah.
Because each year is about 52
episodes.
Three
of us will be dead by episode 200.
2 years from now, I want to have a house.
Mm. Good goal.
Because the plan
right
is
next to ours, because we have to get somewhere in between Brian and us.
Sure,
so you
and they'll all be the same house.
You should go with your own.
You wouldn't just meet at my house in the middle. You both wouldn't come 2 houses in. You would have one person go 2 houses to pick me up, and then go 2 more houses to the other house.
No, what we do is we'd walk by your house, we'd ding dong ditch you, and then go to the other person's house.
He'll have a gaming table. So.
Because I know that she's not joking. She legitimately would not be willing to come to the middle ground. That's a half a block away.
Maybe I can leave a little post-it on your door that says we're playing board games right now.
No, no, just tell them there's board games.
You just yell it out your window. Puma! I mean, board games!
Puma's not allowed out right now.
Yeah, she sits on other people's lawn furniture.
Yeah. God forbid.
God forbid.
You can't move into that lady's house.
Oh my gosh.
So that was mine. Have a house.
What do I want to achieve in the next 2 years? My goodness, that's a long time.
And secret ambitions. Brian and I can't answer because the FBI would arrest us.
Yeah, that's none of your business.
I want to have the same job today that I have in 2 years.
I'd like to be gameplay employed in 2 years.
But I job hop quite often.
You do job hop.
And he wants at least two more years of them not catching on to how pointless his job is.
Yes.
Hopefully nobody above him at his work listens to this podcast. Yeah. Andy who? Let's look into this,
Wait
Jenkins.
Wait a minute.
That's why Andy has to be nice to me all the time because I've been all these meetings with managers and all that stuff. We always process things. And if I ever met Andy and we in some locals and his team was prop, I'm like, you know, that team doesn't actually need to exist. And
like, boom, gone.
Hey, don't mention my team. Don't mention my name, please.
We'll just call you Jay Bucket.
Yeah, I'm going to. My next year, at least, I'm going to improve my workplace environment.
There you go.
To make it look like I'm more valuable.
You're going to appear more valuable. I don't have a good. Still be working would be good.
You'd still be allowed to live in Katie's house.
That would be good too.
Somebody said your goal should be still be married.
Happily married.
Happily married. Let's go with happily. No,
just he'd be happy. The thing is to make sure that she's happy.
Oh, she's happy. Right?
I could use a footy, Rob.
I mean, Jeremy's pretty simple, so he'll be happy under any circumstance practically. So
I saw her boobs today. I'm happy!
To be fair.
Yeah, Katie has actual goals in life, so Jeremy just has to, like, you know, just stay minimum.
I saw boobs, I played Destiny.
Yay, Destiny boobs. Boobstiny.
It is kind of crazy to think about what...
Sometimes it's nice having somebody who's so happy all the time.
See? Like a puppy.
Yeah. You have three puppies.
Until it's quiet time.
Well, yeah. Sometimes I'm happy and quiet. That sounded worse than I meant it.
If you're happy and she's being quiet, you're doing it wrong.
Even better, you could probably take the picture of you with the unplayable trash and just put that as another quote on it. It says, sometimes I'm happy and quiet.
We're happy when you're quiet.
Oh. Zappity.
Last one, Matt Warren Art asks, what are you most looking forward to next year?
Can't
TEP.
Yeah.
TEP was my answer, not part of the question.
Well, right.
What's TEP?
The Transfinite Emergence Projector that we're all going to call
Convergence
the TEP.
Battle Engine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
It makes
too.
Carl really angry when we call it the TEP.
It's really good.
What? Yeah, it is.
I'm looking forward to
Carl's
the movie
like
season.
Five, 10 or not Carl, but DC really hates it when we
That's
shorten
ridiculous.
His words.
Or two with five dice damage. Or two with five dice to hit. Or some combination of those numbers.
That's ridiculous. We can't play this game anymore. Everything's OP.
What?
They should just
the
do
TEP
that.
Is OP.
They should
you
just
down with
do
TEP?
You know me.
What's it called?
What?
There's two of them now. We should do a third one of those.
Wow.
Third generation?
What?
Mark 3?
Mark 3.
We should do Mark 3.
There you go.
There's two of them now. We should do a third one. Good. With the entirety of your descriptor.
Good job, Katie. Like,
there's too much power creep.
We should Mark 3 it. Done.
Mark 3 that motherfucker.
I'm looking forward to the most of the return of Swedish Muslim Jeremy.
Oh, I do miss Swedish Muslim
Jeremy.
He
just has to get out of Guantanamo.
He's camera shy.
He's very
so he
camera
can do
shy.
Like,
he's being waterboarded right now. He's not allowed out.
But he sounds the same. They pour the water. Just, is he talking or is that just...
Let's see. In a year, Arya will be a year and a half old, which means she won't be quite so bouncy
anymore. That's my goal. That's my goal by episode 200, just to have zero animals that poo or pee in my house on the floor.
Are you counting yourself?
Yes, counting
are you
myself.
Counting house, are you counting Professor Lust?
To be fair, he didn't poo or pee.
Well,
that we know of.
Something came out of an orifice.
Yes.
That's all. Unless there's more in the Twitch feed there. You see any good ones pop up? There was nothing.
Thanks,
look at all
Twitch
the talking
feed.
Going on there. It's moving now.
It drives me nuts that when this gets broadcast, that Twitch feed comments has vanished to the ether. Like,
yeah.
And you never tell us what they say. So
when my iPad's not dead, I do watch it too, but my iPad's dead today, so.
Well, okay. The Zappity Grumble question is, what is the manufacturer of your gaming table, or is it custom?
It's a custom table. It's a custom table.
They're based in Minnesota.
Yeah, and they're called...
It's a guy who makes custom tables for role-playing games.
Yeah. It's called like.
I've seen pictures. I don't know about your manufacturer, but I've seen pictures of things like that that have like the.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as. Well, once we get it set up, I'm going to tweet out pictures. I'll put the information about the guy that made it too, because it is really, really awesome. But it's. I think it's called. Is it Hammer Gaming?
Is price range a shareable thing?
I don't know. Katie would have to tell you.
The one that we got was about
$1,100. That's not bad.
No.
I mean, a grand for
something. I mean, it's a custom table with an inset 4-foot by 4-foot area for War Machine, and then like drink trays and food shelves that are down below the table.
The thing is, I've seen pictures of people, you know, like something will pop up on Facebook and like, you won't believe what this gamer's table, you know, those clickbait shit. And they're always like $50,000 for this thing with like oak inlay and all this stuff. And I'm like, that's neat, but I wouldn't. A grand is not a bad investment.
Exactly. Hammered game tables.
That's what hammered game tables, yeah. But yeah, it's really cool, and like, yeah, I'm very excited about it. And he's I've got a burned in on either end of the table, a Legion and a Retribution logo, which is pretty sweet.
No circle, fuck you, Katie.
Well, no, it's for me. It's my table.
Yeah.
So the
I paid for it, but that's fine.
Your one thing that you're looking forward to in the next 2 years that's already completed.
What's that?
About dogs and animals pooing and crapping in your home.
Because it's not my home.
Because it's not your house.
That's a professional callback.
Legit.
Recommendations then?
Yeah, we should jump to those.
Now the table isn't currently being it isn't being delivered by Home Depot, right?
No,
because
I'd have to call them then.
Right?
No, he responds to my emails. Although he's really bad at reply all.
He is really bad at reply all. Katie always CCs me, and then his response always goes to just her. Mm. Like, he always does reply, not reply all.
Nifty.
But yeah, I'm very excited.
So that was the last of those.
People also get to see it, because we're going to film the IKRPG session, which will be at that table.
Oh, sexy.
Yeah. Because it's going to go where our living room is now. The living room furniture is
going to go. We don't care anymore, Jeremy.
All right, fine. Make a recommendation.
Recommendations, let's go.
Go.
Go, Jeremy, go. Recommend you.
Nathan, you were saving it. Go.
I'm going to recommend a PC game series. The most recent one came out this year, and it was actually on the Steam sale yesterday, but it's Dominions. I played the shit out of Dominions 3, and the Dominions 4 came out, and it appears to be literally Dominions 3 again, but with slightly more options. It's kind of like, basically, it's a empire-building game, turn-based, kind of diplomacy-esque, but instead of just being like the leader of a country, you're actually an elder god, and there's all these elder gods battling to see who's like the one true deity, so you're all called pretender gods, and you design RPG style, you design your god with like the different elements that they're strong in, the spells they can get, because eventually they come out and they actually like stride around the battlefield doing shit.
Nice.
And that's kind of neat. And then you can get like more points by having them be dormant or imprisoned, and so you have to play more of the game without them. Like, they either start the game awake and then you just conquer all these heathen shitty guys with them, or they wake up later and they're just super powerful late game. It's a lot of fun. It's super, super overcomplicated. The instruction manual is like 400 pages.
Oh my gosh.
This game makes civilizations look like tic-tac-toe.
Okay.
But it's really fucking fun if you're into those real just micromanagement. And one neat thing is that the battles, you move your armies around and it's turn-based, and just they go to a sector.
Sure.
There's no like free move, and battles are fought in real time, but you have zero control. You have your troops and you put them into squads and you give the squads orders like, you guys should, you know, protect the leader, and you guys should rush forward, and you guys should attack flanks, and then the game does that, but you have no control over the actual combat, which is kind of cool.
I would play
or infuriating. But it's really fun multiplayer. Single player, I mean, it's like Civilization. You play it single player, you'll just always win. If you can get some friends to play a multiplayer game, it's a lot of fun. If other people buy it, I would happily play. I do suck. I suck at it, so feel free to...
Have you played multiplayer?
Yeah, you can play multiplayer.
Have you played multiplayer?
I played multiplayer once. It was a forum thing. It was people I never met in real life, but it was on a message board we played. I got annihilated. I was playing as monkey people, and I just got destroyed.
Cool story.
It's a lot of fun. It's Civilization, but you get to play as a god on the field with them.
I'd probably download it if you remind me later.
Okay.
My recommendation is for Nathan to remind me later to download that game.
Okay. Then your actual recommendation. Also, I rewatched Tucker and Dale versus Evil because that movie's great.
That is a fun movie.
I have a real recommendation. More movies should be made like quality of Hot Rod. I watched it right before I came here. I finished watching Hot Rod. And that movie's so funny. Why are other movies not that funny?
Do you like Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I do.
You know that guy who stars in Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I do.
Yeah, so Hot Rod, that's him.
The whole cast is actually
the whole cast is basically in
it. It's just like they all
have Peralta's in it.
I was going to bring it along because I knew when I recommended it, Jeremy would say I haven't seen it, but you know, I just can't handle it anymore.
I haven't.
So all day.
What are you doing? What are you doing after this?
One of the reasons that I hate Will Ferrell movies, and I'm always so hard on Will Ferrell movies, is because all of them are shit compared to Hot Rod.
Okay, good to know.
Hot Rod is what every Will Ferrell movie wishes it was.
Nope. Negative. Negative Ghost Rider.
A Will Ferrell movie that's better than Hot Rod.
Lego Movie.
That's not a Will Ferrell movie. Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about. Is really, really good as like...
Step Brothers is amazing.
No, it's no Hot Rod.
Talladega Nights is an amazing film, too.
No Hot Rod.
Will Ferrell is really good as like a side character. He's
I like
really...
him in Elf.
Elf is a different
I've
film.
I've never seen Elf.
I think, I don't know if I like...
Do you actually get Christmas spirity? Like, do you like Hooray for Christmas and everything? Yeah. Elf is a shockingly good actual, it's like, okay. It's got the whole Santa's in trouble and we all need to believe
it
in Santa.
It's slightly
actually,
more nudity to make it, me really love it more.
Well, but. It did have Zooey Deschanel in the shower.
I know. That's what
but they didn't pan just, downward.
Just a little bit more.
You shake your TV every time. You're like, you're trying to look down on the edge of the TV hoping you can see.
Damn you, technology. I need 3D. And
why isn't this a window?
All right. So that's my recommendation.
Andy?
That looked great on camera, I'll bet.
Fix my hair.
Andy, one of the Shays recommendations.
Nothing.
I recommend Five Chives.
Ooh.
It's a good one. It's fun. It's not that hard. It's quick.
That's a game I.
That's the third board game you've recommended this episode.
That's true.
The way Five Tribes plays, I expect to lose that game against Nathan every single time forever because that's the style of game I think is kind of your sweet spot.
Sure.
And that kind of game is where I actually love Five Tribes a lot, but it's a type of game where I struggle at the most to play.
Yeah.
But I think it's great, and I think it's a good recommendation. But I think that's a game where if I can like win that game, it's worth more to me because it's harder.
I felt really good about that game because I've only played it once so far, but the time I played it, I thought I broke the game wide open. Yeah. I thought like, oh, I've just ruined this game, and I lost. Hmm. I got second place by like 5 points or whatever, but I abused because I had a place. I basically ended up with one of my tiles. You played it, right?
Yeah.
One of my tiles had like seven of the castles on it.
Our listeners may not have played it before. So what it is it's a garnish income game.
Garnish income?
Get income.
Gather income.
Game anyway, and the palaces are worth five, and there's palm trees. Well, each of the tiles are worth different amounts, and you can make the tiles worth more by putting castles or palm trees on it. And you can get genies that help you do special stuff.
Point is, no exaggeration, I had a tile with six of those palaces on it. Because like, I had the god that you just got to
put a palace,
eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just boom.
Katie had the one that was just put down a palm tree. So yeah.
Which isn't as good.
I had the one that was just
60% is good.
I had the one that was just take a tile.
It's good. Oh, well.
Yeah. I'm more amazed by the graphic on this Wasabi Peas.
The thing about Five Tribes, it's one of those games that has multiple. I love multiple paths to victory, and Five Tribes has multiple paths to victory.
It definitely does.
Well, and you could tell, too, which each of us went to, because when Brian and I and Jeremy played, there was, each of us had, like, one or two categories where the other people had, like, 2 points, and then the person who went in that category had, like, 30 or 40
that
points.
That game could suffer from analysis paralysis. So some groups might need to get a timer, like a two-minute timer in someone's terms, because, I mean, you could stare at the board for a half an hour, calculate on every single move, and at some point it's too much.
Yes.
So that'd be my only, like, if you have a, like, I think Keith and our friend Tim would not ever.
I would
function.
Never play that game with Tim.
We would just not be allowed. Yeah. They would not be allowed.
And Tim couldn't play with the timer because Tim literally couldn't finish his turn until he calculated every single move.
Right.
Every single
I would
angle.
Be unwilling to play that game with Tim without a timer, and Tim would be unwilling to play that game with a timer.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
There you have it.
Yay!
Hooray!
Andy. Jeremy.
I had one.
I'm gonna recommend just go back and watch some old great shows on. Oh no! And I'll remember which show I was gonna recommend. It's a show that's on HBO Go. I don't know where it's available outside of this. It may be available
from HBO.
No, It's an association with the BBC as well. So I don't know if it's available on Amazon Prime or any other things. It's the House of Saddam. As in the House of Saddam Hussein. It's a four episodes of the Andy, retelling.
That was actually Arrested Development. I think you're confused. That was season 3.
I thought I was going to say. I don't know. Nathan gets this one.
Yes, I understand. No, but it was. It's basically a retelling of his rise to power and things that happened during his. It basically covers like when he first becomes sure. President.
Goes a documentary over, miniseries.
Yeah, it's not really a documentary.
An uplifting tale.
What?
An uplifting tale.
Yes,
it's a rags to riches tale. Yes. Good old plucky Saddam.
Yeah,
you can do it, Saddam.
Tell us about the things that happened before the first Gulf War, during the first Gulf War, and then his eventual capture in 2003. It's overall, it's pretty solid. I thought it was pretty interesting. Interesting to see it from that point of view.
I just came up with a whole series about little plucky Saddam, a little animated series, and his catchphrases, "Who's saying I can't do it?" True story.
Wow, Nate.
I'm going to market this shit. Wow. Next children's show.
So I came up with my recommendation. Katie and I went to see Into the Woods on Christmas Day, and I actually really enjoyed it. It's
even Zoot Suit, crappy guy. Because he's been shitty in every movie for the last decade.
He actually does a good performance, and his performance is only like 10 minutes of
the movie. He's like very small role.
Who is this?
Johnny Depp.
Has a very, very small role. But actually, what I really like about it is it's music.
Son of a bitch.
What just happened?
There's way too much electronics. This is not
what did you grab?
I felt like the movie was ruined because...
Son of a bitch!
Oh, is it the Green Apple High Blues?
God damn it.
In the last 10 minutes of the movie, they take, or 20 minutes of the movie, they do one thing that is in line for a character's personality, but is not in line for the other character's personality, and so it doesn't make any sense. And while I feel that the character who it was in line with, it should have happened, it just shouldn't have been...
With that other person. Yeah, that was frustrating, but it's a major spoiler, and you guys haven't seen it yet.
You mean the changes from the original story, or is this...
So I don't know. No, I haven't seen the musical. So.
Right. And so I don't know what it does. It just is out of that character's personality.
It feels very out of character. But in general, the show is really good. I really enjoyed all of the characters. Two of the characters are fairly ridiculous.
You cut part of my beard?
Yeah, I did. Like, I mean, it's a retelling of a bunch of fantasy. So it's like Little Red Riding Hood and the Baker and his wife and Cinderella and Rapunzel and like all mashed together, right?
And so then they put Frozen and Maleficent in towards the end to get the ratings to go up.
Was Mark was
Jack
Mike
and the
Myers?
Beanstalk? No, Mike Myers. There? No, Mike
so
Myers.
Shrek wasn't there either?
No, Shrek.
No, but Michael Myers was there.
Oh, he was. Okay.
I didn't see that movie.
They go into the woods and it just gets slashed.
Anyway.
I want to see that movie.
One of my favorite parts of the entire movie was, first of all, the prince from Cinderella is played by Kirk.
Yeah.
So him and the prince.
By
William Shatner.
William Shatner. Yeah.
No, yeah. Chris Pine.
Chris Pine.
It's pretty good.
So him and the prince for Rapunzel, who I don't know that actor's name, are brothers, and they have this duet that they sing that is the most ridiculous thing I've seen. Like, fully aware that this is ridiculous, is Chris Pine. Like, the one prince, like, starts to open his shirt to, like, show off his manly chest, and Chris Pine's just like, fuck this, and just rips his whole shirt open. As they're singing at a waterfall and, like, splashing each other when they're trying to sing. And, like, it's just amazing. And I'm like, that was fantastic.
Gay. I love how they, when you see a commercial for that movie, they hide the fact they're singing.
Yeah. You can barely tell it's a musical.
The trailers do not. The trailers in the theater had music coming out of its ass, but the commercials don't.
I never saw a scene from the movie. I mean, I knew it was a musical.
Right.
But I'm just wondering, there has to be some people who went to go see it, and they're like...
Wait, this is a musical?
Like Jim, Sweeney Todd, the same thing happened.
Jim would have, like, just walked up and, like, punched the screen and laughed.
He would have been so mad.
Like, how dare you sing to me?
I kind of want to go watch it again with the Jim and not tell him what it's about.
I like musicals.
I like them too. Like, I might see it at some point. It's just...
But it's fantastic. And I like that they're very true to the story. Like, the huntsman cuts open the wolf's belly to pull out Red Riding Hood from inside the wolf's stomach.
Yeah.
And, like, shit like that.
Sew it back up with stones?
They don't actually do that part, sadly. But some of that stuff that like gets left out of the classic Disney tales, like they cut off the sister's toes and heels to try to fit in the glass slipper and like.
Which and then Cinderella puts the slipper on, which I feel like would be really grody because it'd be like just oozing in blood.
They weren't glass; they were deer hide in the original story.
Well, they're actually gold in this one.
Yeah. But they're not all Disney.
But they look like moccasins.
Well, that's because it's going back to the Grimm as opposed fables, to the
Not Knights of Grimm.
But anyway, this is the conversation that Jeremy and I had because it's to pull off the goofy duet that they did and do a really nice job and not make it too campy. I think takes an extraordinary amount of talent, but it doesn't get recognized at any of the award shows.
It won't be.
That bothers me because pulling something off like that.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was bemoaning about earlier about Spousal Abuser getting the Academy Award over Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Is because Mystic River is a great movie. His role in it was really easy. It's like your daughter just died. Cry a lot and shout. Oh, why? Like that's really fucking easy to do as an actor. You know, that's not, and then that gets you an Oscar, whereas that duet in a waterfall
is hilarious. Well, it's
like and really hard to do.
And really like hard to
District
do well.
That gets shit.
Well, really District 9's aliens are actually, you actually learn to like them, and they're cockroaches, where avatars are all happy and fluffy, and it's like, well, of course they're adorable, because, you know.
Yeah, like District 9 was great. That you feel terrible about what's being done to the prawns in District 9, and then you're like, if somebody was like, now, do you want one living next door to you?
No.
No. No, fuck, I don't want to live. It's terrible they have to live over there.
It's unfortunate.
But they should still
over there.
Yeah. Treat them better, but I don't want them in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
But the movie executes that, that's way more talented than really skinny, beautiful Bew people are amazing, and we all love the Na'vi. Yeah.
Red Letter Media has got an excellent, excellent video review of Avatar that goes into that, how the eyes are perfect. They're putting make them a cat and all these other things.
I saw something recently about that I was talking about is Jake Sully starts to like them and does what they say and helps them out after he ponytail fucks the girl. The only other time that they are shown ponytail fucking things is when they mind control the wild beast to do their bidding against their will. Like, Jake Sully was totally mind-raped into submission. He didn't go native. He was brainwashed.
That's actually kind of amazing.
That's super awesome.
That is awesome.
Was that one? Click here for a new amazing take on Avatar.
No, it was a Cracked article.
All right. Ah, there you go.
Which was another one of those fan theories that make the movie better.
Yeah, I like the fan theory about Gandalf when he falls off the ledge. That was a really good one.
But all those fan theories, I usually see them off the clickbait. You won't believe your new take on the movie. And I'm always like, I'm never going to click on you, fucker.
Yeah, I hate clickbait. I think there are a lot of things I dislike about Facebook, and one of them is people. Like, I'll be honest, I don't like most people.
People are the worst part about Facebook.
I don't, like, even if I agree with you, like, I've told Katie, there are people who posted things that, like, at heart, I agree with your politics or your stance or whatever,
but
I still
want to
punch you in
the
face for posting that. So anyway, I hate that about Facebook, but I hate it slightly less than clickbait. Very slightly less.
I hate when if they want to like call the article like click here to learn this thing. Like I want to click on it because the topic actually sounds interesting.
Yeah.
But they could have worded it. They didn't need to word it that way. So now I'm not going to
click now
on
it's
it.
I hate the ones most that are first person. They're always like, I couldn't believe what happened. Fuck you. You can't believe anything because you're a robot.
Yeah.
You don't get to say, I can't believe what happened next.
You're not real.
I just realized. So you hear a lot of uproar about like television stations not being allowed or being dropped from certain providers because they didn't pay bills or they didn't have a deal go through. Like AMC had a big issue with, I think, DirecTV, I think it was, or something like that. And there was like a big uproar. maybe I'm just not paying attention to the right channels, but Dish Network just dropped Fox News. Because Fox News won't come to an agreement. And I'm like, don't see any kind of uproar about this, and I could care less.
Well, the old people don't want to complain. They just call it. Like, it's not working.
Where's my racism? I need my racism. The blacks will get me.
I just found it funny, though. Fox News has been dropped, really nobody cares.
I love the Thanks Obama meme. It fits everything.
That should have been in my best
one of my
things
top three memes.
That might be one of the best things in 2014 was the such Obama. Wow the such wow meme.
No, that one's terrible. The Shiba, fuck you.
I love that.
Yeah. Thanks Obama is always funny.
It is funny.
Dick Butt is always great because it always has effort put into it.
I love the Carl, the Coral. Coral and Obama are my two
favorites. I kept meaning to Coral. They take shots from Walking Dead and it's him telling bad jokes to Carl, but he calls him Coral.
Yeah.
Which is always funny for some reason. reason.
Yeah,
I steal those jokes. I tell them to Raylene. She looks at me angrily, and then I just lean in and whisper Coral in her ear, and then she just punches me.
I don't think I spend as much time on the internet as you guys.
You want to be promoted to a manager.
Yeah, you want to do work.
My other favorite memes are the Confession Tigers. There's the Confession Bear,
sure,
which is, you know, the bear. The Confession Tigers are like those, but they're always, like, a twist and terrible. Like, one of the more recent ones I saw was, you know, I really feel that my daughter's school uniform is overly slutty. And then the second line is, that's one of the advantages of homeschooling her.
Wow.
They're wonderful. They're always terrible, and they're fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God.
On that note.
On that note.
One of the advantages of homeschooling.
Farewell, 2014. We barely knew thee.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next year.
See you later,
see you guys next year.
I'm the best around.
Oh, my God, that's terrible, Nate.
That's, like, nowhere near the top 10 most terrible of the Confession Tiger ones.
Oh. What are you...
He's probably still recording.
Probably.
He's a naughty guy. Yeah. Trying to catch us doing things. Because this is the time when normally I'll just start making
masturbate.
Out. Yeah. That was another one of them. I walked in on my son in his bedroom masturbating. Luckily, he didn't notice I was doing it.